your boy DJ ATLLM Styles kicking it with Six Eyes and the Squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Hello, Queen.
Hello,
everybody.
Hello.
Check, check, check.
Don't be afraid.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
All right, all right. It's your boy, DJ ATLLM Styles. What's up, everybody? It is the boy himself, Mr. Six Eyes Around, and DJ ATL, which is me, and also the squad. What's up, squad? How y'all doing tonight?
Good, ATL.
What's going on with you?
All right, all right. I know there's a lot of topics we both will be talking about tonight, so I'm going to let y'all go ahead and start it on off. And I'm going to get back and sit back and get me some popcorn. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles, live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Hello.
Good evening.
I hope everyone had a great week. Hope that you've all had a great week. Let's start off by just going around and saying, how you doing? How is your mental? So everybody, let's just go around and just tell us about your week. Tell us how things were. How you feeling right now? Right now, this very minute. How you feeling?
Well, it's unshakable. I'm feeling good, you know. The week was kind of, you know, a little started off a little stressful, but, you know, evened itself out. I'm doing good. Happy to be here with you guys tonight, you know.
Okay.
With my squad, you know.
Always a pleasure, always.
Yeah. So how your mental?
My mental is great. It's been a rough week. We were going into spring break for school, so I had a lot of stuff I had to get done by yesterday. But I was a little overwhelmed. I even cried a little bit this week, but that's nothing unusual. But I feel good. It wasn't a bad cry. It was just a, let me just get over this cry. But I feel good.
Right.
Things are well. Things could be better, but they could be worse. I'm glad they are as good as they are. So.
And you know, they say when you cry, You get it out. You feel better.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Pride and joy. How your mental? Destiny, how's your mental, babe?
Hello. Can you hear me, sweetheart?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone. Well.
Good evening.
Thank you for asking how my mental was, because that does mean a lot. You know, sometimes people don't even take the time to even ask how someone else is feeling. Well,
right.
Today my mental is doing quite well, if I should say so myself. Some days I tear up, some days I cry, some days I want to scream. but thankful today. I'm doing okay. And thank you once again for
asking. Amen. You're welcome.
Miss Clayton, how was your day? How's your mental?
Well, mental, I'm wonderful. I tell God thank you for this mental capacity that I'm in at this moment. And I've had some crying days this week as well, too, some losses. And having his laying on your shoulder, amen, just sharing someone else and encouraging somebody else has truly, truly been a blessing to me. But my day today, amen, being with the women, amen, at the prison, amen, has truly, truly enlightened my day today. So mentally, I'm strong. Amen, and I'm just bubbly. I thank God Almighty that I can give Him the praise. And your day, your day sounds beautiful. So I'm grateful to hear all of your beautiful voices.
Yeah. Always a pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Miss Pride, enjoy you back. Okay, what about our kings? Let's go over to our kings.
Yeah, so be how your mental.
I'm not too pretty good. I can't complain too much. You know, went through some a loss with a young person of the youth we've been working with. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Okay, that's good for here. That's good for here. What about you, AJ? How your mental? Okay.
Okay. DJ Atlanta, so how's your mental? How are you doing today?
Ooh, it's,
with your
it's been a rough week,
not
and a really rough week. But you know, overall, I always tell everybody, you're gonna have weeks, and this is part of life. And you know, the best thing that you can say is that you woke up that morning. And
amen.
Today, all these mornings, I woke up, and I'm here today still. So that beats all the bad times that I talked about. I just said I had the bad week because I'm still here. And I'm still
right.
being able to experience that and to still be able to also write to have a good day. Because I wouldn't know what a bad day is if I didn't know what a good day is. And it takes that
amen.
To live. So I want to put that
amen.
Out there.
Amen.
You got to say that.
Okay.
Right about that, DJ.
You better say down. That.
Hey, man, kudos.
Anybody else want to talk about their day, their week, their moment right now? We don't want to put nobody off. Everybody is important. Okay. Well, now that we know that everybody's in a good frame of mind, we can get started and talk about a few things. Anybody got anything particular they want to talk about today? There's a lot
yes.
going on, but anything
yes,
particular?
Yes, there's a lot going on.
Yes, yes.
I want to speak on this fire that went on the west side of Chicago, the 500 block of Central. It was a real bad fire. They say it started over a space heater that was too close to the couch. The fire started. Five people that was injured. It was a 3-year-old baby, a 50-year-old lady, and it was an older lady that was like 80 years old, and a young man that was caught in the fire. The guy is doing good. The little baby had burns all over her. The 50-year-old lady, she's in a deuce coma right now, suffering third-degree burns all over her body, so she's not aware of what's going on right now. The 80-year-old lady, she's doing good at this time, but I think they still is in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Everything is still, the fire is still under investigation. Fire detectives are very, very, very important, you guys. It was no fire detectives in this building. So, you know,
wow.
no one knew the fire was going on until it got out of control, you know. So that's very important. Family members, friends, you tell everybody, make sure your fire detectives are working. Please don't take some fire detectives down, even if you don't know how to cook. Keep
right,
the fire detectors
right.
up, you know.
Right.
That's very important, you know. Because a little baby, like 3 years old, I can't even imagine that, you know. It's just,
right.
that's just so sad. It's so many fires be breaking out because the fire detectors is not up. please, please keep the fire detectors up if they're not working. Get some working fire detectors. Put some batteries in it. You can even go to Dollar Tree and get some batteries. Go get some batteries.
Right. You can always call your fire department. If you live in apartment complexes, you can call your rent office, your manager's office. They can always come down and check your fire, your inhalers, your smoke detectors. They can check for carbon monoxide poisoning within your smoke detectors. All that. They can do any of that.
Yes, so that's very important. And they also have the decals you can put on your window, you know, for visually impaired and blind people or elderly people that, you know, so when the fire department comes out for a fire, they come to that room first, that window first. So reach out to your local fire department and ask about that. Because that is so important.
Excuse me. I want to apologize, and I know there's a couple of callers who had their hands up that wanted to come in, and they didn't come in. My web browser was still logging in. So y'all might have some more people that wanted to speak, and they probably didn't get a chance to because I didn't have anything.
Hello. Can you hear me? Does anybody hear the sound of my voice?
Yeah,
now, hey, baby, welcome.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Don't disrespect anybody, but whoever's eating the chips, please take your mouth away from the phone. I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
They so ain't good.
What happened?
Nah, he said they were so eating good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How's everybody doing this evening?
Good. How's your mental?
Great.
My mental
is disturbed
right now.
We were running next about mentals. Let's talk about yours.
My mental is disturbed right now.
Well, let's talk about it.
Well, let's talk about why my phone is muted, mic'd, why I started to talk and I got muted. I don't know what that was about. That's a little disturbing. The way we're starting tonight is very disturbing. We go through a lot around here to try to make the Six Eyes Radio Network what it is. And we're glad to be a part of that. And like I said last week, I want us all to be able to come together and be one big happy family, you know. So if there is any situations or issues that, you know, we need to talk about or bring to the forefront that may be causing stress or agitation or frustration or grief, stress, strife, whatever the case may be, I wouldn't mind addressing that or talking to anybody about that. But to get on subject, to get on topic, because that is what we're dealing with, you know, what we were going to start off tonight with is mental health, grieving, grief, stress, strife, and, you know, different situations and scenarios, how we all end up in these places, you know, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
Right.
And I was, you know, I had a whole different way I was going to, you know, go tonight, but just because it's on me and where I'm at in a mental state of mind, yeah, I'm a little stressing right now. I'm a little agitated right now, but I'll get over that. God is good. But
I'm going to say this. If you were done,
go ahead,
if you were, I'm very pissed because I've been it's like a man being locked out of his house.
Right.
My mic is
okay, well, this is DJ ATL. I just fixed it. My computer went into some kind of frozen state, and I was looking at it, and I was burning it as we speak. I apologize that is all on me. I take responsibility of that. Probably would not happen again. I just see we have a lot of callers, and it's kind of going really slow, but everyone should be able to speak now. Everybody is in right now, as far as I know. Let me make sure. We'll do one more check. 6815. Last number 6815. Can you hear? Okay.
Yeah. So
may I?
Just making sure. Absolutely, you may.
May I
you
say
know
something? Whoever
Thank
is
you.
Chewing in their phone, you are so rude right now. You know
listen,
we lie. That is so rude.
Yeah. Listen to me. Listen to me, all the queens and kings, excuse me what I'm about to say.
Okay.
All right, listen. This is the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Six Eyes. whomever is on the call, we do appreciate your participation. But if you are hungry, put yourself on mute. There's a feature on your phone, M-U-T-E, mute. Put yourself on mute. Enjoy your food. When you're done chewing, consuming your food, take yourself off of mute. It's a lot to say it. Thank you.
Live back to the Six Eyes Network. This is DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. I want to send my condolences and apologize to everyone who was put in an unpredictable situation, even if you probably was not supposed to be online. You did not ask, and you actually was put in and was chewing. I apologize again for that. Now I got this thing completely working the way it should be working. So if anyone wants, we can continue our show now. No hard feelings to nobody. This would never happen again. The squad. This is nice. I just see all these great voices and hear all these great perspectives, and I think we need to still keep talking. There's a lot to cover, and I know y'all have a lot to talk about tonight. So let me go ahead and pass the ball to Six Eyes so you can go ahead and get the show going.
Well, once again, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. To our callers, we do apologize to the guests that were on the line. We do apologize from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we're going to have a better show next Saturday, guaranteed. All right. My mental. Everybody checked in with their mental, and I tried to check them on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So
how's your mental?
My mental is good now. It's stable. It's stable.
Okay.
Had a good week. You know, as you all know, I'm still processing the loss of my mom. You know,
okay.
So you know, each day, you know, with that, you know, it's something. It's something to go through. So I'm doing that,
yeah.
And at the same time trying to bring great programming here. And once again to the listeners, any guests that you may have had calling, apologies once again. And we're going to move on with the show. This is Six Eyes, and I'm complete.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Jay.
I want to thank y'all for letting me vent real quick, and just let me get back to where I was at with it. I have a friend, and I know some people are blessed to have friends, some people not. And I go through these situations every now where I'm a man, or you know, grinning beard. I just, you know, wake up every day. I'm thankful. Wake up, make it through another day. But I too, am still stressing over the loss of my mother. I struggle. I get frustrated and agitated with raising my son in today's society. I go through depression every now and then because of my living situation, or because I don't have the type of proper company that I would like to spend my time with. So there's sometimes moments of loneliness because I linger. For things that I used to, that I'm, you know, that I'm remembering when it comes to women or spending certain times and certain situations, whatever that may be, going out or whatever, having a good time is. I still, you know, I feel a lot of pressure, you know, being a part of the Six Eyes Radio Network. There's people on the platform that, you know, we're all family, we're all, you know what I'm saying, trying to make bring good and give back. So I deal with that on a regular basis, and my friend was just telling me, like, you know, you try to hide it. You don't have to hide it. It's okay that you do grieve. It's okay that if you do cry. It is okay if you get angry or you get mad or if you feel some kind of way. As long as you're not taking it out on somebody negatively, as long as you're not trying to hurt yourself, you know, say commit suicide or have thoughts of suicide or thoughts of homicide or things along those nature. And so that's a struggle for me every day. I don't know about how anybody else takes it or what you go through or how you cope with it, but I know that there's a lot of people they're going out here, they're out here in the world, and they have a lot going on inside, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and all kinds of other ways. And like I said, they're not fortunate enough to have friends or family or loved ones, big brothers, big sisters, or have access to organizations or programs that can reach out to them, or that they can reach out to and seek guidance or help. And I've gone through a lot of programs growing up, you know, being confused, being lost, being an alcoholic, being this, being that, different mind frames as I've gotten older and gone through things. So I just, to all the listeners, if you are going through something, you know what I'm saying, one, know it's okay. It's okay to feel the way you feel. It's okay to hurt. You know, it's okay to, you know what I'm saying, to feel the way you feel if somebody's done something to you or along those lines. But we're here and we're going to try to put out numbers, organizations, outreach, so that you can get help if that's what you need or so desire. Or if you want to, call into the radio show and express your opinions or your thoughts. Talk to one of us, and we would love to try to help you if we can. I appreciate the friends that I have around me, and I appreciate 6 Eyes and the 6 Eyes Radio Network. I appreciate the squad, because each and every one of you know what I'm saying, I know that if I'm going through something, I know that I can come to you, and you're not going to judge me. I know that you're going to give me your honest opinion. You're going to give me your love. You know, you're going to give me kindness. You're going to truthfully, genuinely care about what I'm going through. So I want to say thank you to 6 Eyes and the 6 Eyes Radio Network. I want to say thank you to the squad. I want to say thank you to DJ ATL. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say I appreciate all you.
No
and my
problem.
Mental health is feeling a little bit better now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So may I?
And you may.
Absolutely, you may.
Okay. So with that being said, first of all, this is the queen. First of all, to AJ, this is for you.
That's the rest of the show.
And with that, we have a couple of announcements we'd like to make. So, AJ, if you would prepare those for us. We at the 6 Eyes Radio Network believe in reaching out to our communities. We believe in helping. We believe in being there for each other and you guys as well. So we have put together some PSAs just for your listening pleasure. We hope that there's something that will be said that can be done to help you and yours. And we just hope that this can be a successful night. This is going to be a great night. And if you need anything, please dial 424-243-9617. Press 1, come on in and talk to us. We're ready to hear what you have to say because we are here for you.
No, not today. If you wake up one day and I'm gone, don't you cry for me because you treated me wrong. Don't start writing about how much you wish this couldn't be. We both know you didn't give not one damn about me. When I needed you the most, you were not around. I cried and I cried, but you couldn't be found. I'm broken. I'm torn. I have no more fight. This seems to be my only way out, but I know this is not right. Somebody help me. I don't want my life to end. I need help. I need love. I need comfort. I need a friend. Suicide would not take me, nor will it steal my joy, my peace, or my life. Thank you, Lord, for pushing me to let me know what's right. This is Destiny from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Mental health does matter. No, not today. Written by the Queen.
If you or someone you know is suffering from suicide thoughts, suicide attempts, please call your National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Thank you.
Sponsored by the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Well, I'm going on vacation. Hey, y'all don't need me. I'm out.
Oh, hey, listen, I told you. Got you. Got you.
Uh-oh.
Got you.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, okay. Love it.
Just got
okay, Destiny, I'm so proud of you.
It's nice.
Hey, listen, and just we can talk about it. You know, the funny thing is, Mr. Six, is she was the first one to get her commercial done, and she did it in one take.
Wow. Go ahead, Destiny.
Yes.
What happened when you get that battery changed?
What'd you say, sir?
Hey, you see what happened when you get that battery changed?
Yeah.
And real quick, Queen. I hope I didn't mess you up. I hope I got that right.
Actually, it was right on time.
It was perfect.
Dead on time.
Yeah. We're getting good at this.
Love it. I love it. Love it.
Six, now, excuse me.
Absolutely.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Six and ATL.
Yes.
You know, you guys are talking about grief and stuff. You know, I can tell you, I understand what it is for loss. Back in the winter of 2017, when we had a really bad ice and snowstorm, I lost two daughters and a granddaughter that winter through a severe car accident that killed them instantly. There's days that I go through and I think, why couldn't it be me? Why couldn't it have been me instead of my baby? And even six, I'll tell you, even with the loss of your mother, I even felt sadness over that too. And I didn't really know your mama, but it still broke my heart knowing that I got to talk to her on the show and
she was up.
And it was just another loss.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely was on every show. And
yes, she was, and she was an inspiration to me, I can tell you that.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, to the squad, if you met my mom, she would have had five daughters and two sons. She would have took on each one of y'all. So I would have had sisters and two brothers, AJ, two piece. And
we'd have been one big happy family.
Yeah.
Right. And you still got it.
Yeah.
And your brother now, I volunteer.
Yes.
Speaking of grieving, the one guy that was asking me about a dog that he might be thinking about helping to train to get ready for a dog guide school, this comes into the grieving situation too.
Yes, sir.
After he would raise the dog for a year, when he goes to get ready to transfer that dog to the school, and if that dog's accepted, he's going to feel grief just like he lost a family member. So that happens also to those who've had a guide dog. Like, I've had three of them, and when I lost them to retirement or death, it's like losing a family member.
Absolutely.
Right. Yes, it is. Right. Yes, it is.
Yes, a lot of people don't even really think about that aspect of grieving over, you know, a beloved animal.
And in this case, it's not just a pet. This is a dog that unlike you see on the store, you walk up to the store, you see that sign, that ominous sign, no pets allowed. But a service dog, like a CNI dog, that sign doesn't mean anything. That dog goes into the stores with you, goes everywhere you go. And so it's like having your eyes with you. And then when that dog dies, it's like the death of your eyes again.
Right.
What is it they call animals now? It's something that they call them now where you can presentate just about any animal.
Emotional support?
It could be
emotional
along that
support
line.
Animals.
Yeah.
If you had an emotional support animal, any kind of animal that performs any kind of service, they're called a service animal. That is the proper nomenclature. But different service animals perform different jobs, either emotional support, guide work, their mobility or balance dogs. So there are different types of dogs that do different types of service work. It all depends on the service that they perform for the person with the inconvenience.
Right.
And me being, like I said, a three-time handler, but also a trainer, I know what I'm talking about in that area. So I just thought I'd bring that up about the grieving part when a person has, yes, when they lose a pet, but when they learn, if they're a service animal handler and they've lost, or they're the friend or family member of a person who's had a service animal, they feel it most.
Absolutely, that is so true.
Thank you.
And then last night, you guys are also talking about mental health. Last night we had kind of a meeting of the minds between two preachers of the Six Eyes Radio Network, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet and myself. We were talking about suicide, whether it was the unpardonable sin, and I don't want to get into that tonight because that it'd be better if you go back to the archives of last night and you can see the two different viewpoints. One says it is, one says it isn't. So it'd be best if you go to the archives and check that out. We had a very open discussion on that, and it was very enlightening.
And what is your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Ashtabula, Ohio, and my name is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang. I have the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Hey, we sure enough appreciate you giving us some love, sir.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Y'all hear me? May I got to come
in.
Yes,
you may. Absolutely.
And he said something very key, and I want people to really listen to it. There's two different tri-steps of mental health, and a lot of times we're lost with that because one example is what Will Smith did on the stage, walking and slapping the guy, and how he responded. And it's response, and there's different ways that when you can say mental health and the levels of it. And I think a lot of us get really lost on the terms of that and when people do need help and people don't need help.
Right.
It's a very interesting conversation. It's a long conversation. But I just wanted to piggyback off what he was saying because there's so many different views of this thing where some people say that mental health to them is normal. If someone talks bad about me or says something very harmful to me, I have the right to knock them. There's some people who believe that is logic and some people who do not believe that's logic. So I just wanted to piggyback on what he's saying because I think it is so true. It's your boy DJ ATL Styles live on the Six Eyes Radio Network, and I'm going to go ahead and pass it.
May I?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is Uncheckable. I just want to say for everyone that's grieving, it's no time limit on grieving. If you take forever to grieve, just do it. Get it out. Go get some help. You know, I have lost a lot of loved ones in the past, and it still bothers me. You know, sometimes I might seem all happy and cheerful and stuff, and, like, I really don't be feeling that, you know? I just, sometimes I be feeling down, like, oh, I miss my mom. I miss my dad, my brother, you know, my grandma. Like, that really bothers me, you know? So, please take time out to grieve. If you need to talk to someone, we always here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So if you need to talk to someone, feel free. If you need to get some help from a therapist or anything, go get that help before it's too late. I'm complete.
May I? AJ.
Absolutely.
Are you okay?
Yes, yes, I am okay.
Okay, here.
Aww.
You are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network, DJ Atlanta Styles, Mr. Six and AJ and the squad. If you have anything you want to say, dial 424-243-9617. Press 1 and you bring your own in. We're here for you. Tell us that we care.
May I?
Come on down.
Can I get one of the kisses from Uncheckable?
No. Oh, 1 second, please.
And that was not Uncheckable getting our kisses.
Listen, y'all. Listen.
Dad, are you okay? Not really. Hey, Dad. Have you been eating? No. Have you been at house or go to church or anything like that? Like,
you know what? Do I need to get the bar some rooms?
I want to come by and get you, okay? I love you. And I think you got to go and see the pastor or go someplace to a mental health clinic and get evaluated. Okay. And I love you. I really do. And I want to get you some help. and I'm going to be right there with you every step of the way, okay?
Okay. I love you, son. Thank you for calling.
I love you too, Dad.
This is Two Piece with the Six Eyes Radio Network. Mental health does matter.
If you are anyone you know suffering from, if it, you are anyone you know suffering from mental health or grievance, please dial 1-800-849-6127. For depression hotline, dial 866-307-4208.
You all are making me very happy tonight. Wow.
Sponsored by the Six Eyes Radio Network. And once again, to all the callers, the phone lines are open at 424-9617. Please call in and express your opinions and your thoughts with us.
You forgot the 243.
I probably did.
It's
moving
okay.
So fast. 424-243. 9617, are you sure you didn't play the recording back? I don't believe you.
Rewind.
But look, we got 6 hours. You say we are so obsessed with him tonight. You know?
We have retarded on these assignments.
Right. You sound like you echoing.
Yeah. Thought there was just something going on with the, you know.
Yeah, I kind of heard the echoing too. And somebody need to get their battery changed. We want you to be safe here around the 6 hour radio network.
Just for the record, it is not destiny. Just for the record, it is not destiny.
Yeah, so please get things. All right. So please, have a good night. So please make sure you get those batteries checked. And I just want to go back just real quick. And once again, condolences to the lives that are lost. The 3-year-old. We just had. Hold on, Chanel, get some sleep. We'll play tomorrow. That's our little dog.
There you go.
So we had a major fire in Pennsylvania and major fire in New York. 91 lives were lost due to space heaters. And definitely it's important to, like you all said, to have your fire detectors working up properly, fresh batteries, but also dust settles. You know, if you have people that smoke cigarettes in the house, cooking, you know, after a while that grease builds up, steam, dust, you know, it clogs the sensor. And a lot of times, even though you have fresh batteries in there, if that sensor's clogged, it's not gonna go off. So please make sure you do that. You can take it down, a hot soapy rag, go over it, and then after that, just take a vacuum and that gets rid of all that smoke, dust, and grease. We had someone on here who just got their battery changed, and we're proud that she's still with us.
Thank
that's
you,
a blessing.
May I? And a friend.
May I? Yes, she may.
Yeah.
Okay.
She may.
I just want to say, you know, I just want to say thank you most of all to Mr. Six Eyes because, yes, I'm guilty. I was the one with the smoke detector that was constantly beeping and chirping and had changed batteries and all that. But listening to Mr. Six Eyes, I went, you know, with the important information that he was giving me, and I did get in contact with the fire chief. And just like the people were saying previously in the podcast, you can call to your local fire station and either ask for the chief or leave the chief a message. And more than likely, they will call you back and just tell them that you have smoke detectors that you think need to be checked out or need to be replaced, and they will come out to do it free of charge. So once again, just like everybody was saying previously, you know, do take the time out. The fire chief that came out here and told me, he said, you're supposed to replace them every 6 months. So when the time changes and you fall back in the winter and you fall forward in the spring, change them then so you won't have to really worry about it. You know it's already done. And thank you. I am complete.
All right. Thank you, Destiny, for that beautiful service announcement.
May I?
Just want, Yes, and then I'll finish my thought. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
I'm patient.
So with these space heaters, they have different kinds. You have your old standard with the kind of like a fireplace that lights up the orange ambers. You have those, and then you also have some that are not. You know, they're making them fancy now. But the bottom line is those are the old standard ones. So if those were to knock over, you could be in trouble. But they have some now that if it knocks over, it'll automatically turn off.
Mm-hmm.
They have a safety feature in there that if it was to tip over and knock over, it'll automatically cut off. Now, the unfortunate part is if you have the older ones, you know, and it knocks over in your sleep, it could be a problem. So from that, make sure you don't have anything, no covers, no sheets, no blankets draped over it. Don't have it near any curtains. And you're supposed to the proper way to have it is to be spaced, placed in the center of the floor around nothing. That's the proper way to do it. But a lot of people, they want to, you know, drape their covers over it, their blankets, and have it near curtains, and that poses a problem. So I just wanted to point that out. And also, make sure you have fire extinguishers on every level of your home. Fire extinguishers. And with that, I am complete.
And just real quick, I don't know if you brought up the CO2 detectors, fire detector combos, but you know, we do know carbon monoxide is the silent killer. So it is good to definitely have a smoke detector in your house. But if you can find the carbon monoxide fire detector combo, I would suggest that. And I just wanted to touch on the space heater. I do have one of the space heaters. It's more of a warmer. It does get hot, but I don't need those functions. And there, like you said, there's a button under it. And if for any reason it tilts just a little bit, that button stops. It's like pressure. So when that pressure is not applied on that button, the heater goes right off. And if you look into radiant space heaters, those are the new technology space heaters. It's supposed to be a lot safer. So if you can look into the radiant heat space heaters, those might be a good look for you. But definitely, like Mr. Six said, only get the space heaters that have that emergency shutoff button on the bottom of them. Those are the best way to go. I'm complete.
Absolutely. And if there's anybody on the phone lines, press the 1. Hey, let us know who you are. Let us know where you're calling from. And join the conversation.
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
Amen. This is Evangelist Clayton hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. And just to comment on the extension of fire, I lost 4 family members in a fire. My granddaddy, my auntie, and my auntie, 2 grandbabies. They were twins. And the highest caught on fire, and once they completed their test, they found out that someone had been smoking in the house, and there was a cigarette that caused a lot of 4 of my family members. We had 4 deaths at one time. 4 deaths at one time. That's why it's so important to me. I have nothing against those that smoke, but I have something against those that are careless in what you do. You smoke cigarettes and you think you'll put them out, but so what, whatever they're called, you think that you'll put them out, but be reassured. Be reassured that you get rid of the butt. Don't leave it because it still can be burning. We caused the life of 4 of my family members. We had 4 funerals at one time. Grieving, you're talking about grieving, hurting. You're talking about hurt. That in itself hurt. I've been caught on fire. Amen. And the only thing that I could think of is stop, drop, and roll.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind wasn't there because my cousin and I was running to get a piece of watermelon from my grandfather. And I flipped and fell over in the kettle. I don't know if you all are familiar with the country when you kill a hog, that you put the hog in the kittle to clean the hog with dust, the kittle that I fell over in. And I had to be dropped to skin from here to there. To look as I am today, I truly give God the praise and honor. But I have an issue with smoking cigarettes in the home. If you're going to do it outside. And if you're going to do it, make sure and very sure. Make sure and very sure that that cigarette is out, because it can come back and extinguish and cause great, great hunger, cause great danger. Amen. Cause great hurt and pain and grievance for a long time. I haven't got over the loss of my family members. I haven't got over the loss of my baby sister recently passed from COVID-19. Haven't got over just buried my ex-husband 2.5 weeks ago. Haven't gotten over that yet, still grieving. But through it all, we have a program here in Tallahassee called Now I'm Free. I'm free now what? I'm free now what? And I tell God thank you, because it gets me through the 24-hour, 365 days in the year. It gets me through to think positive and not negative. So I'm grateful for this mental study, this mental spokesman that we're speaking on tonight, because some keep it so solidly and quiet within themselves. And sometimes that individual, amen, I think is suicidal, but because we don't pay attention or we don't ask or we're concerned. And our biggest thing is being concerned about someone else, even our loved one. I love my babies, but you all don't realize I have 3 beautiful children and have a host of a lot of grandchildren and great-grandbabies. And within them, even when they get hurt, people don't realize that their grief and that hurt and that pain falls back on grandma and grandpa because of the love. Love itself is a grieving when you love your children, your grandchildren, your babies, when you love people as a whole. That thing is a grievance within itself. So I'm just grateful for this. And this is Evangelist Clayton, and I'm completed. This is just God. One of my pet peeves right here. Amen.
God bless you. I just wanted to say real quick, I was thinking that, about something Mr. Six was saying about fire extinguishers, and it made me think about sometimes you might not have the opportunity to get right to a fire extinguisher. And I just wanted to tell the listeners that if you have a grease fire, first, never use water. And if you have an electrical fire, once again, never use water. But if you have flour, if you have flour on hand, and you have a grease fire on your stove, throw that flour on there, and that'll put that fire out. If you have an electrical fire, throw that flour on that, wherever that electrical surge is popping, crackling, snapping, or catching on fire, and it will put that out. That is just, you know, something as a secondary backup, you know, say while you're running to get the fire extinguisher, somebody grabbed a flower. You know, I know a lot of people think fire, and you put it out with water. And you never want to put water on a grease fire or an electrical fire. That I'm complete.
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
This is Two Feast from South Carolina. I just wanted to state, you know, touch on what y'all was talking about, the fire extinguisher and smoke alarms. On most smoke alarms, they suggest to us during Fire Prevention Week that we have in South Carolina, that on most smoke alarms, there's a button that you can test your smoke alarm to see if it's working properly. I suggest that you do that at least once a month, as well as change batteries. If it does not beep back at you, you need a battery change. If you have a low beep, you need a battery change. So you can find these buttons most time on the top or around the sides of your fire detector. They have a lot of fire prevention programs that are in your state. If you check with your local fire department to find when they are having those, it's good to go out to those as well. If a fire does start and you can get to that door and the smoke is already there, the first thing, you don't never want to touch that door handle. That door has to be extremely hot. If there's smoke in your apartment or in your room that you're in, the best thing to do is get low to the floor with a phone and dial 911. Make sure you also check that your windows are properly where they can open when you go to bed at night. You know, it's always good not to have a stuck window in case there is a fire, you can get out that way. I just want to, you know, share that with you guys in case those who didn't know that. but sign your kids up for different programs with fire prevention in the school so that they would know, too, to help you get out, so they would know how to check fire alarms as well. And I'm complete.
May I?
Absolutely. Okay, I think I heard Destiny in the background. Was that Destiny?
And then we got to pay some bills.
Okay. What would we like? Go ahead. All right, let's go ahead and pay some bills.
We'll be right back.
Hello.
You miss your cue, you'll be frying fish Saturday.
Well, I would like perch.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Yes, yes, yes indeed. Thank you, Six Eyes, for that great announcement. Now back to the show live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whoever you are, I need you to turn your phone up a little bit, please.
Can you hear me now?
No, not really. That's Queen, I believe, but you sound like you're far away in a distant country. Come here, baby. Come hither. Come hither. Come here to me. Let your voice be heard through the whole planet.
You sound like you up under the bed.
Yeah, because if you low next week, we're going to fly you in.
Right.
So you'll be doing the show from, well, anyway.
Okay.
Down in the jungle deep.
Okay.
Is that any better?
Now, those are two people you might not hear. Might hear them in the beginning of the show, but after that. AJ.
Hey.
Yeah.
Queen.
Yes.
No, you still sound like you're up under the bed around the corner.
Go ahead.
Okay, I know somebody else said they had wanted to say something while Queen is fixing the mic.
Evangelist Creighton.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Another safety tip. I heard you say don't throw water on grease and don't throw water on fire. Well, another safety tip that you can grab that are easily to grab as well, too. Everybody got some salt in their house. Buy you some salt. Salt will put out the fire, will accumulate the grease, even on your stove, if your stove catch fire. Keep you some salt on hand, a box of salt. At all costs, and throw that salt, and that salt will put that fire out as well. I'm completed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Can you hear me now?
No, not really. I wish I could turn you up.
I'm as up as I'm going to get. I don't know what's wrong. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. You want a different mic? You could always go across the water and use your powers. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll roll the red carpet out for you. I'll send the horse and carriages to pick you up and bring you back.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Anything I can do for the queen. But while she's getting together, let us continue.
Welcome to Love Connection.
Hey. The Love Boat.
Soon we'll be making another run.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
But how's everybody doing? Everybody's mental is good?
It's good. Good.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Did Mr. Godfather call tonight, Money Chance?
I don't think so.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
He's doing Godfather. You over there listening tonight, huh?
Hey, Godfather.
I'm here. Hello there.
Hello, sir. I kind of had this sense, and I had this kind of feeling like,
Oh, my.
You know, the energy is talking to me. You just listening tonight, sir? Or is there anything that you've heard tonight that you would like to comment or you would like to be a part
I'm
of the circle and express
right
yourself
now.
About?
I'm listening right now. I'm comprehending.
Oh, okay. Okay.
May I help?
You may, but it's not going to change the way you sound. But we'll be real quiet. Everybody.
I don't know what it is then. I have no idea. I've called it on 3 different phones, so I don't know. I don't know.
Is it a way to refresh? I hope we're not having a problem with the system again. I don't know. I don't know because
I think it's just attacking me.
Well, I definitely hope it's not attacking you. I hope not. Cause
what's going on this morning?
Now I sound like I'm echoing.
Okay, everybody, as far as I know, I don't know why
the Godfather has arrived.
Hold on, PLSL.
Why don't you try to disconnect all the way and try to call back and try to come back in again?
I'm just going to talk to y'all.
There
I'm
you
just,
go. See, now you sound a little...
You can hear me now, lady. Loud and clear, baby.
Okay, I know one thing.
But you know what? I didn't
do
anything.
He's here.
Yeah, I love you.
Guinevere.
Hello,
Guinevere.
Godfather.
Hello, Guinevere. Thank you.
Saul, he's here. So every time the Godfather comes, that's going to be his theme song.
and we were discussing that because I was hoping that he was going to want to do a commercial. And I was like, I just couldn't imagine or wait to see what he was going to come up with. I think that would just be hilarious.
Yes.
Hello, Queen. Are you back yet?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I just wanted to piggyback on what y'all were talking about as far as the burns. Let me know when y'all can't hear me because I don't know what's going on. But talking about the fires, I just want to elaborate on personal burns in itself through a fire. I see Never mind. The echo is killing me. Never mind.
Okay. Calm down. Inhale. Exhale.
I'm good.
I just want to make sure you're good because, like I said, tonight is, you know, mental health, grieving, stress, strife. We don't want you to.
I'm good.
You know. Right. You know. Unexplainable. We don't understand. There's obviously some glitches going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So now I don't hear the echo now.
But right. Oh no, listen. Trust me, I'm listening to everything. Trust me, we'll talk about it later. But right now, you are good. Right now, for the moment, you are good.
Okay, well I'll make it quick then. What I want to say about being burnt from fires, I know I was brought up to believe that you put butter on a burn. You do not put butter on a burn.
At all.
You use milk. And I learned that in, I was at work one day and I actually dropped a pot of soup on my foot. So they took my foot and put it in a pan of ice and then poured milk on it. Well, by the time they got the milk on it, my skin was already coming off of my sock.
Mm.
But the milk soothes it and it keeps your nerves cool. Because once you get second-degree burns, second degree is not as severe as third degree. However, second degree, you're going to feel everything. You're going to feel all the pain. Third
right.
degree, you're not going to feel it because everything is burnt. The nerves and everything is damaged. But I just want to say, do not use butter. Use milk.
Exactly.
Complete.
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
This is uncheckable. speaking on burns, back a few years back, I got burned by some water. I was getting in the shower, and I told my brother to cut the shower water on for me, which he didn't. He just turned the bath water on. So when I got in, my foot hit the water first.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you know, that it's hot, you know. And so I, you know, switched the temperature. Didn't think no more of it, took my shower. 3 days later, my daughter comes in my room and she said, what's wrong with your foot, Ma? I said, what you mean? She was like, it's like big blisters on your toes, up under your foot, and everything. So this is for the diabetics that's out here that's calling in. Be careful. Be careful. When I made it to the emergency room, if I was one day late, I could have lost my foot. Those blisters do not come up right away. They do not come up right away. I had to go every week to get skin care for my burns on my foot. It was so bad, it was up under my foot and everything. I felt the hotness, but, you know, I thought it was going to come right away. It didn't come right away. It came 3 days later. And, you know, I was having all the episodes of itching and everything. And I thought it was just my allergy because the doctor said, you wasn't ever itching. I was like, yeah, but I didn't think it was that, you know. Yeah, be very careful. Very careful. I'm complete.
Thank you for that.
What?
Did I hear somebody say something in the background? Queen, you still with us, sweetie?
Yeah, may I?
All right. I'm just checking on you, just making sure.
Somebody said may they.
Oh, absolutely, you may.
Thank you. I'm really just here to listen tonight, but I just wanted to let my friend know that I did come through. You know, I've been here the whole time listening to y'all this evening. Hello, everybody else. Y'all all know who the voice belongs to, I'm quite sure.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Q.
Yeah, I was going to say, just for the record, sir, if you could give us your name and where you're calling from, we'd appreciate it, just for the listeners.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, well, this is Q, make it do what it do. I'm calling from about the north of Delaware.
And I thank you for calling and joining us on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. So we appreciate you calling in.
Hello.
Showing your friend and us some love. We sure appreciate you, sir.
All right, no problem. I'm going back.
Appreciate you.
What's going on?
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right.
I heard you,
Sister Clayton. Amen. May I? Yes. And Evangelist Clayton, just I piggyback on what Checkable said about being a diabetic. You know, a lot of times that diabetics don't realize that certain things, even a scar or a scratch or a cut or anything, can affect that particular area. And I'm learning on this journey. When you don't know, it's the good things when you can get the resources that are out there that can help you better understand certain situations, because if you've been strong-minded and you have the willpower to push and move on and not pay attention to those things, because you say, you know, sometimes you blow it off. You know, it's okay. It's going to be okay. But then please, you're a diabetic, please check with your primary physician. Because those things can counter back on you, even being a diabetic. You know, you find that you're more sore than just a normal individual that are going on a day-to-day basis, and you have to just be mindful, even when you stump your toe or you run into anything, being a diabetic. So please, please, please seek the medical attention that you need. Don't think that you all of this and all of that, and it's not going to bother you. It'll come back and haunt you. I'm completed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Yeah, this Two-Piece from South Carolina. I just want to touch real quick on two other things. A lot of the fire codes, when you're building your house now, your fire alarm is tied into your electrical system. So just in case somebody looking at, like, well, my fire alarm is into my electrical system, still make sure those batteries are in check just in case your lights be out. That fire alarm then has to work off that battery. And also with the cars, there are a lot of car fires that start in the same way people be traveling long time, a long way. There are small little detectors for your car because some people smoke. And a lot of people don't make sure that their cigarette butts is completely out while in the car. When you take that nap at the rest stop, you still can get your car engulfed with smoke and can start a fire that way. So please, if you are smoking in your car and you're at that rest stop or whatever, or you're getting out of your car, make sure that your cigarette butts are completely out. And I'm complete.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate everybody. I'm about to call a phone technician. That's what I'm about to do.
You do that.
Somebody wanted to discuss the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. I don't know if anybody would like to get into that or discuss that. I have a few opinions. I'm gonna wait. I'm really interested, and to hear what y'all have to say. Absolutely, you may.
May I? This is DJ TLN Styles. Let's start to it now. I just want to get to the one part this is the thing. It was a great look for her. She was qualified to be the judge, to be nominated. Actually, she was overqualified as I did all my research on her as far as her case is concerned, because when she actually did a lot of her cases, she basically did it the way that they wanted it to be done and the way the law acts, the years and everything. So I think that's an A+. She didn't have any grudges, so she didn't go any make anything worse or give any favors. She did exactly what the law acts. So I think that you got to commend her on that and say that she is a perfect judge. Now, Mr. Graham and the other guy, I know Graham walked out or whatever, considering didn't come with a tie and all this, and I know everybody heard about this. I find this very weird that he would come out and say that the young lady out of South Carolina, which I'm going to keep it real with everybody, the lady out of South Carolina, out of y'all state, Lasista, was one of the ones that they were going to be pushed to be on Supreme Court. And I thought that she was going to be the one, but they end up getting Miss Brown, the lady they got now, because she's really, really qualified, really overqualified. So I just think that they did a good choice with that. We'll see how everything goes out. Now, as far as what all the Ganigans that the Republican Party and all of them was doing, I'm going to be honest with you, that's not a distraction for the real problems we're having right now with food shortage, dollar crashing. So there's some things we'll definitely get into on that later on. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball. I just want to give my opinion that I think that her being not going into it and being now a judge, I think it's great. I think she's definitely qualified for the job.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Is there any other one of the queens would like to touch on that, expound on that? Okay. And how about anybody else? Two-Piece, Godfather? Okay. I've been monitoring the situation for, almost 3 weeks now. And I was listening to an interview with Senator Ted Cruz, and he said that he's known Ms. Jackson for almost 30 years. And they went to law school together. And he was warning us, and this is just his opinion, just his thoughts of what he was expressing. We see what we got with Kamala Harris. You know, they painted the whole picture Asian, first black African-American vice president woman. And so now a lot of people feel like, here we go again with Ketanji Brown Jackson. Some people feel as if they're using her her skin complexion, her ethnicity, her African-Americanism. Say, okay, listen, we're going to take this woman, the first confirmed, to the court, and blah, blah, blah. But as Tenator Cruz was saying, if you look up her record when it comes to pedophilia, when it comes to the people who were charged with sex crimes, her record leaves people for concern. She gave pedophiles and sex offenders some of the lowest amount of time that they could have possibly got. In other words, the maximum what they could have got, like, she wasn't even giving them a third of the maximum. So Ted Cruz was just, suggesting that she's like a Trojan horse. She's being put, she was confirmed to help not the Democrats, but more of the liberals. She's, according to Ted Cruz, a far-left radical liberalist. And she's been put in place to help overturn things like Roe v. Wade, dealing with women's rights. When it comes to the birth of their children, she's going to overturn First Amendment, which is freedom of speech, overturn your Second Amendment, which is your right to not only bear arms, but to protect your property and your loved ones. So, like DJ ATL said, we'll see what happens as time goes on and, what type of things are going to come across our gavel. And so, yeah, I would definitely say stay tuned to that. But if Ted Cruz is right, that's a major problem. That's a major concern. So I would advise everybody, look up Ketanji Brown's, Ms. Jackson's record. And then, maybe the next time we bring this up, we could all have opinions on, maybe what you think as far as the possibility as her being confirmed. And with that, I'm complete. Hello, we all still here?
We are here.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's kind of quiet, it's kind of subtle. Check everybody's mental, make sure everybody's good, everybody's okay, everybody's all right.
Mm-hmm. Mental's pretty good. I was just sitting here and just thinking about my mom a little bit. So, since we was all
that's
talking about
up.
The mental state and just felt like that, lost my mom in 2014, and a lot of stuff. She has a remarkable moment because the bar marks up with a mark, if she was still living, would have marked 20 years that she was surviving breast cancer. But she's in a better place in heaven where she belongs with God. So, I just kind of thinking about that right now, get through.
Right. Well, our prayers are with you. Keep the faith. Stay strong. We Six Eyes Radio Network. Of course, you know your Pride and Joy family, the squad family that you have.
Yeah.
We're always here for support, anything we can do. And that goes to any of the Six Eyes Radio Network listeners, to the callers. And once again, the phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Please call, join us, give us your thoughts and opinions. And if you have anything that you want to express concerning your mental health, or maybe you may be grieving, or you're going through emotional distress, or you can't get a grasp on your feelings right now, please give us a call. And you never know what talking to a stranger might just might do for you, how we might be able to help you in some kind of way. You never know. So please give us a call. Queen,
may
you still
I
with us?
Say something?
Absolutely, Justin. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is not on the record for the other topic. I just wanted to let you all know that Ms. Uncheckable had to step away for a few minutes.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that. Yes, sir. Thank you.
No, okay, I got that. I appreciate that. That's what's up.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm here.
We're gonna work on that. We're gonna work on that. That sorry stuff, and that's just me personally. That's something that I know a lot of people. You know, I bug a lot of people about that. But that's how I try to live my life. I teach that to my son. It's the way I was taught. We were taught growing up to never say that I'm sorry. I'm not a sorry individual. I'm not a sorry person. I am apologetic, and I do ask for forgiveness. But it's like I say, it's part of the mental health, part of your spiritual, your emotional health. And like I say, it starts with us. It starts with inside of us. And so that starts, like I say, with your thoughts. With your emotions, with your feeling, your spirit, what's going on with you. So we going to have to work that out, Miss Destiny, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't want you to punch me through the phone.
No, I won't.
You would be right there. Jesus, knocked out.
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, it's just interesting to listen, and we, you know, we grow up and we think about things like that growing up, and we understand some of the cliches, you know. We understand some of the things that our parents were telling us, whether we liked it or not. Now that I think some of us are older, I think we start to get some of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, oh, that's why. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got spanked, or that's why I got beat, or that's why I was put on punishment, or that's why mom or pops, you know, was trying to drive this message home with us. You know what I'm saying? And I just think some of that has been lost. Us growing up, those old cliches, those old sayings, you know, even when you take those out, a lot of people think, oh, they're meaningless and they have no effect. But you think of us that came from that generation and that time, you know, and I think that if you asked us about those cliches and those old sayings, we say, yeah, they had a lot of meaning. You know, they really do represent something, you know what I'm saying, especially when it comes to mental health. You know, being emotional and being in your feelings and mental wellness. But that's just my opinion about it, though. And I think that we talk about, you know, looking out for the children, looking out for the elderly, looking out for everybody. And we think about different ways that we can do that. And I think that those need to be some of the things that we bring back. And we tell the children, and we try to tell the youth, you know, just if it's something that they can think about, if it's something we can put on their mind, be like, you know, I met this crazy blind man today, and he says, you know, be careful what you wish for, or, you know, just any kind of thing, you know, just like, I wonder what he meant by it. You sit down and start to think about it. You know, you never know whose life you might change. So that's just just something I was thinking about. I'm complete.
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
You catch me, Dan. You know that? You brought back that old school, amen, because one thing for sure and two things we know, you know, and I tell my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren, don't say you sorry. Don't say that. And they look at me strange. I can feel their look at me strange. So why I said don't say that I'm sorry, because you're not sorry. You're smart, right. You're kind, and you're intelligent, you know, so you use what God has given you. You know, and to get that old school back, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir.
That's right.
That's a long
way.
That's called R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's right.
And that respect, you know, somebody. And if we can gain that respect back, man, I tell you, it changes life. And those little cliches you say we said, of course, and we still say them, and they still look at you very, very strange, but then if you use those techniques, if you use them, you can see the benefits of it.
That's right.
You can benefit right. along the way. And some wonder, what is that trouble got that I don't have? What is that AJ got that I don't have? And because you have the quality and respect and the humble, humility, charity brings love. It can get you more than what money, silver, gold, and houses can get you. Amen. In this call.
God is good. That is a fact. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that.
May I?
Absolutely, you may, sir.
I just want to expound on one more thing. I just want everybody that's listening to start like a buddy check. you know, for anybody to check. Because, you know, a lot of times we go to those funerals and stuff. People sometimes, they grieve during that time, but they really, really start to grieve after the funeral is over with. When everybody else going home, people not coming over to the house to visit and, you know, giving their condolences. When that funeral time is over with and everybody going home, you don't hear from a person for a long time. Start a buddy check, when, especially when you don't hear from somebody that you know done went through something, or they, you know, done lost their pet or whatever. Start a buddy check. You know, just say, and once a week, I just want to call this person and check up on them and see how they're doing. An elderly person, somebody that done lost, and it's the only person left in the house. So just start a buddy check thing. That's a wonderful thing to do, you know. And so I'm telling them, we try to do that in our church, do a buddy check. Where after the person, the funeral dies, is over with, you know, the burial is done, they're going home, even if they're that same day or that next day right after, call that person, continue to check on them. Because it's like we all grieve now. When parents have been lost way back then, we're still grieving, still grieving. And sometimes just that lovely sound of a person that's called to check on you and just to see how you're doing. You know, that does a lot. That can change that mindset from them doing something to themselves. Because grieving can take you down a different path, you know, in a negative way if somebody don't keep checking. And I'm complete.
Thank you. Absolutely. And just to touch on that, you know, buddy check, we can call it, you know, a wellness check. That's something that I used to do, you know, for a very long time. You know, I used to call my mother every Sunday. And, you know, it was a wellness check. Yes, of course, hey, how you doing? I love you. You know what I'm saying? But I want to hear your voice. How are you doing? Are you okay? Because I understand that, you know what I'm saying, you've gotten up in years. I understand that you can't do the things that you used to do. I know that maybe you don't have the family and the friends around you. You know, your mobility, you know, the way you eat, your whole lifestyle has changed. And all of our lifestyles are going to change as we get older. And like I said earlier, a lot of us do not have friends, family, loved ones, like 2P said, a buddy system. Like other people have, you know, pointed out tonight, if you don't have certain things in place, then when it comes to you having something like corona, when it comes to something like you having a mental breakdown, or, you know, something like a house fire or anything that may go wrong, you know what I'm saying? So we have to try to put those things in place. Those of us who think that we may have an inkling or a feeling that somebody maybe need somebody to talk to, some counseling or maybe a hotline, a number. And like you said, it's got to start with us. You know what I'm saying? We have come to respect ourselves. We are now the, you know, the shepherds. We are now the keepers of the knowledge, the wisdom. You know, we have the purpose. We understand the direction. And we understand that we are lights trying to turn on other lights, you know what I'm saying, so that we can all shine brightly as a community, you know what I'm saying, as I think that we should. So, expound on what Two-Piece was saying, yes, definitely have a buddy system in place and learn to have wellness checks on anybody that you think, you know, that you might feel like just needs a little extra attention, needs extra encouragement, you know. Try to find a way to inspire them, motivate them, you know what I'm saying? Try to sit down, what's wrong, what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Is it something with family, you know, are you hungry, is it something in school? Try to, you know, get to the bottom of it so that way we can get back to uplifting. You know, because it's just too much going on right now, as I've been listening, you know, with fires and children shooting each other and the suicides and the homicides and just the craziness that's going on. People are really, you know, they're lost right now. And, you know, that's why I'm so glad to be a part of the Six Eyes Radio Network, because I said on the very first or the second show, I believe it was, is I want to be a shepherd, and I brought a lot of shepherds with me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I want the listeners to understand, and I want those of us to understand that, you know, let's go get the flock, because they need us. as we have needed the shepherds before us, as we have needed the true elders of the villages and the tribes who come together. And, you know what I'm saying, like I say, that old cliche, it takes a village to raise a child. You understand that? And I understand that, and I came from that, and a lot of us come from that. You know, our villages and our tribes were the neighborhoods, the communities that we grew up in. You know what I'm saying? We had respect for those elders, and we understood that if we did anything disrespectfully to those elders, not only did they have the right to whoop your ass, but you get your ass whooped again, you know what I'm saying, for having, you know, the neighbor have to call on you and you know, for you having to embarrass your family, whatever the case may be. So I definitely agree with Two-Piece and the Evangelist Clay and the Six Eyes and everybody else and everything that I said tonight. You know, it starts with us. So definitely, work on that buddy system and wellness checks on your friends and your families and all your loved ones. And with that, I'm complete.
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
I wanted to see if you wanted me just to give out the numbers, or did you have enough time for me to do the whole thing? Because I was still stuck on the other side. I just got over here. And y'all was already ending it. So do you want me just to give out the numbers to the people for physical and mental health, or do you want me just to wait?
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. If you would like to right now, we would definitely be appreciative of that. You know, say your name, where you calling from, and then go ahead and put out the organizations or foundations that you have that can help the callers or the listeners, or anyone who may be in need of mental health services. If you're grieving, if you have an issue or problem, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, do you want me to go through what making good, I mean, also let them know what making good?
Whatever you want to do, you want to do, do your thing.
Okay. Well, I'm Ms. Pride and Joy, and I'm going to be speaking on making good. Making Good knows a thing or two about being a veteran actress. She had been gracing big and small screens as a staple in the TV and film industry since 1994. With her strong acting chops, heartfelt personality, youthful charm, Good has maintained a career worthy of a praise, built in part by ensuring she stay ready and top of things. That's the type of planning and dedicated person she was in her personal life. With a routine gynecology that she visited, she found out that she had a cancer scare. So now, utilizing that moment to benefit other women, partner with Force Share Black Health Matters as a sportswoman for the Spot Her campaign to raise awareness for very common form of cancer and symptoms. What was supposed to be a routine visit to her gynecologist ended up being a wake-up call for the actress, making good. She was found that she had some tissues tested. She had to have them tested in her uterus, and it was cancerous. With cancer, it's not a rare disease, but she went through the family to see who had it in the family. No one had it in the family, but she did have two grandmothers to die from cancer, and she also had an aunt that was going through it at the same time. She says that one moment you're fine, and then the next moment you're hearing something like this that happened in your life. So she wants to help other women that are going through this out. She is now campaigned up with a bunch of services to help others. The telephone number that she has is 877-995-5247. It's called 24/7 Help. You're not alone. Who looks like her, who works like her, who loves life like her. Black Health Matters. Here's another telephone number, and this is for a cancer center. It's 844-986-0856, www.cancercenter.com. Start with an expert today. Also, we also have another number, which is the same number, 844-986-0856. It's also a cancer center, and you can talk to an expert there as well. God can do all things but fail, and that's Job 42:2, and I'm complete. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Prodigy. I appreciate that so much. Did Queen ever make it back?
Okay. Oh, if I can do a quick plug, tomorrow, absolutely. If you're not doing anything, get your prayers on without leaving the house with the Six Eyes Gospel Show. That's at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central, and get specific. I won't tell you. But give a call at 424-243-9617. That's the Six Eyes Gospel Show every Sunday. Get your prayers on without leaving the house. Now back to the squad.
Amen.
Amen on that.
Amen. And I do believe, as a matter of fact, Uncheckable came to the show last week. And I think the week before that, Destiny came.
That's what's up. And I know two he's had visited one. And I went to Mr. Pastor Bonnet's on. I was there on the Monday before. So, yeah, we've been getting around, and I've encouraged the squad, you know, to go. And if say if you find another one of the Six Eyes Radio Network podcast, you know, go and spread the love, introduce yourself, invite them to our slot on Saturdays at 11:30, you know, vice versa. We all, you know, we're all part of the same big happy family. So that's for sure.
That's right.
I heard somebody say may. I don't know who that was, but whoever that was, you absolutely may.
This is Evangelist Clayton. I just wanted to piggyback on what Mr. Six Eyes said. Get your praise on. Amen.
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 No difference to get your praise on. Amen.
Won't
clap
he do?
Your hands, stomp your feet. Tell somebody to come on and let's get the praise on. Amen. I like that. 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I got to try to tune in and get out of service.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, because I like that. I like to get my praise on, my stomp on, and my shot on.
No, that's
Amen.
Right.
I
am
complete, Mr. Six Eyes.
I love it.
I love it. Amen. Ain't nothing like getting your praise on.
Yeah. So the Six Eyes, originally when I started out, I was once a day, then I went to twice a day. Mm-hmm. Then when I went to three days is when I introduced the gospel show, because I was wrestling. What time should I do the gospel show? What time should I do the gospel show? Mm-hmm. And when they had the Sandy Hook school shooting, that's when I said, all right, enough's enough. I said, this world is chaotic enough. I said, we definitely need a common place to come. And these families need some prayer. They need some comfort. So that's when I brought about the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I said, the world is chaotic as it is. You know, we need some prayer. We need some song and inspiration. And so that's how the Six Eyes Gospel Show came about after that tragedy.
Mm-hmm. May I?
Absolutely,
you may.
You know the lives that you touch? Do you know the lives that others touch when you're broadcasting, and when every ear can hear? Let everything that has ear praise the Lord, and every ear can hear. And sometimes that's all that one may need, that are confined just to hear the serenity, you know, of God's word that can enlighten their day. You just don't know the life that people are touching. I don't know, sometimes people just do it for the fame and fortune of it. But when you can do it for the L-O-V-E of it, because that's what it is in you, amen, you make a difference in somebody's household. You don't know who life you're touching. And it doesn't make a difference what age, race, creed, or national origin that it is. It's the life that you're touching, and you're imparting something into somebody's life. You just don't know. You just don't know. I can see the beauty, hallelujah, in my mom's eyes before the Lord transformed my mom over. I was with my mom, and my mom had been bedridden for months and months and months, and she was in hospital. And I tell you no lie, this day, this night, this morning, I tell you that music, the gospel music, made a difference in my mom. My mom lighted up like a light. She didn't have anything in her room but a TV, but all she could do was stare at it and look up. And the final night that I saw my mom, she said, do you see that light? And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand the light that she was talking about. And do you know that I had gotten my sister and them to go to the store and get a CD player and get some CDs to put in the radio for my mom and for my mom to hear gospel music, the word. Did you know that enlightened my mama? Do you know that enlightened her life? She just looked up. She looked up, and that music, people just don't know that is a ministry within itself. When you touch lives all over the world, you don't know who listening to you and at what point in a time that you have planted a seed into somebody else's life and you have saved somebody else. That makes a difference in all of God's people's lives all over the land that do listen in and tune in to the radios and podcasts and different casts that they listen to that can enlighten and save a life, save someone mentally, physically, psychologically, and emotionally. Music is a beauty in itself. Amen. I'm gracious. I'm appreciative that you can tune in on the radio and get just what you need. God got just what you need right there, and it's coming out of the airwaves. A man, a voice, a lady behind the scene that's blessing my household. I'm grateful, and I tell God thank you. I'm completed. Y'all just
amen. Amen. Amen.
I need to follow up with that. Let me say something. You just said a testimony. For all of you on the air tonight, every last one of you guys, I know we've been going through some technical difficulties. I know that the volume's been going down, up and around on this. I'm looking at this. I'm monitoring this more than ever. But let me say something to y'all, and just piggyback what she just said. Y'all tonight are always touching people with what y'all saying. And that is the most important thing that God wants us to do. He puts us out here to come into God and into the light to pass our energy off to others. That's the only way we get blessings. See, why we wake up every day is because the things like this y'all talk about, the things y'all do, the things y'all sharing to people, that's why we wake up every morning. That's what God wants us to do. That is our testimony in a testimony. So last lady just spoke. I'm just going to say, you did the right thing by saying that. That's anyway. This word. And I tell everybody, you can chase money. You can chase everything in this world, but you got to have blessings before you do it. So that means you have to sit down and listen, and you have to reach out and help. Even if you feel like everyone around you don't like you, or you feel like everyone is just out to get you, you still have to find some kind of light to touch their spirit, to say right and to do right. That's how life is. And, I mean, you touched me one thing that this lady just touched me a while ago. Mom was sitting with nothing but just a TV in the room. That TV didn't control anything, didn't show anything that made her feel comfortable on her destiny, on her time that she was here. But she said when that gospel music hit, she could hear the spirit. She can hear everything rumbling, telling her, yes, you're on your journey. You're on your way. So I want people to understand that. See, we were young as kids. We didn't understand that. But when you get older, you learn this stuff fast. You be out here, you watching, you see things more than ever. You see people homeless, you see things, and then you sit around and you say, wait a minute. My God, Jay and Mercy, I understand what my parents was doing at that time. I now understand. See, we don't understand that when you're young, you think you're invincible. You think you're Superwoman and Superman. And when you get to reality in this world, you find out that the only way you can walk in life is with Jesus. See, God allows you to walk. You can't walk without him. You have to walk with him. So that means you have to put yourself in a dignity way. You have to give off your energy and positivity and tell your story and your testimony. That is a plus. Whether anyone wants to hear it or not, trust me, they hear it and it touches them. It might not touch them today, but it will touch them to realize that, man, I was an honor to be able to listen to what you just said. And I'm telling that to you, ma'am, it was an honor for me to hear that. Because that's a journey that I'm on and everyone else is on. We're trying to find our peace and happiness. And sometimes it's not going to come through a TV, and it's not going to come in front of us. But it will come. It will come. Pass the ball to you guys. I am through. You have to appreciate Six Eyes that, Radio man. Network. That's right. Y'all heard it on the Six Sides Radio Network. The homeboy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles.
Amen.
Hello.
All right. I think she stirs something up in you, ATL. Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Hey, Ms. Jer, as you know, your mom was very important to me, too, just like your father. And thank God I didn't get a chance to meet him, but your mother was when she was on here. And I know I can hear her spirit just like my mom is still here. But I know in time everyone's not made to be here forever. But the time we're here, we're blessed to be here, to keep doing our blessings, to keep doing what we're doing. Your mother right now, 6 hours, is looking down at you, and she's proud of you. She's proud of everything you've done. Your father right now is very proud of you, 6 hours. You've got a great network. You've got great people sitting on here. They're proud. My father's up in heaven. My godfather's in heaven, Harvey Scales. All of them right now are proud of me, regardless. And I remember one thing you said to me when I was crying when my godfather passed, Mr. Harvey Scales, because I felt like I let my dad and my Harvey them down. But I did get a chance to achieve one thing. I got him another award. I got him an award. He won the biggest award that you can say, Anthony, in the music industry. The biggest industry. He won a Grammy for being the first songwriter, and he's African-American. To be the first African-American songwriter to win a platinum award, to create a new platinum award for a Grammy.
Amen.
That's the biggest thing ever. That's big. And he's gone. But, yo, guess what? I got a chance to be a part of that, and then I got a chance to get him another award. So I looked at myself and I said, and if it wasn't for you seeing that success, I would sit around here crying all day long with my head down, feeling like I let my dad and my godfather and all them down. But no, glad for you, 6 hours, for being in my corner, your mother and all them, have helped me go to the next level. Also, Princess Nikhail, too. And that's right. Why I'm here today and to be able to do what I'm doing.
I appreciate it. And, you know, like I said, you know, God makes no mistakes, and this is it's divine. It's ordered. And this is why every personality is on this line right now. And, you know, it's someone had to believe in me. And I believe in these people that are on this line right now. I don't make friends. I make family.
Facts.
You know. And that's what it's about. And you know, my mom, she said, son, she said, keep the station going. She told me that. And I'm telling you, when she passed, I can't tell you, I was everywhere. But I always went back and remembered. She said, keep the station going. No matter what, keep that station going. And mama, I am.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
May I please?
Absolutely.
Mr. Six Eyes, it's a journey.
We're getting ready to go into the bonus hours, so anybody that tried to call in, you probably would not be able to call in the next 15 seconds if you had to call in. We're going to go a little bit older. We're not going to just end the show because I'm going to let you guys still talk because we also got to talk about 15 years.
Sorry for him cutting you off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's okay. Mr. Six Eyes, it's a journey. It's an uphill journey. And I'm so glad that you stayed on the journey of running this journey because, you know, there's a time and a season for everything.
Yeah.
And this season right here, amen, is a double portion season for whatever God has for you. That you, amen, will bring serenity into somebody else's life. This journey is right now. Amen. To God be the glory. And so, you know, God gives each and every one of us a purpose. There's a purpose for this right now. There are lives to be saved. There are diseases and wars and rumors of wars in the land. Amen. To God be the glory. But he said, 2 Corinthians 7:14, it's my people which are called by my name. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and I hear from the land right now. Our land is sick. Amen. And through this mist of radio, podcasts, and all others that are reaching beyond now, God has a journey. And this journey that you're on, you can't stop now. You can't give up now. and you have to continue to persevere, and you have to continue to make this journey. On this journey, your mom didn't see it. That in you, and then plant that seed in you is the seed, and the seed continue to grow.
Yes, ma'am.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I just real quickly, you know, going back to, like you said, somebody took a chance on me. And, you know, Mr. Six, me and you have our friend, you know, common, Miss Rochelle. And, like, I will be ever indebted and grateful to her for introducing you to me. And, like I told you, I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful and so appreciative for the opportunity, for the chance, for you, you know, taking a complete stranger and listening to all the crazy stuff that was coming out of my mouth and saying, well, oh, okay, we will see. And I really appreciate that. And like I say, me and you have we share a few things in the passing of our mothers. But like I try to tell you all the time, and I want you every time we do a show, I want you to see our progress. I want you to see that, like I told you, I know how important this is to you. I know how important it was to your mother, how important it is to your family. And I want you to understand that it's important to me too. And like you said, you know, like you said, you call me your brother from another mother, and we are family, and I see you as family. And like I say, I see DJ ATL as family, and the squad is my family. We're all the whole Six Eyes Radio Network, we're all one big family. So, I want you to know that, you know, I'm very appreciative, very grateful, and thankful to you for giving me a chance and allowing me to open up doors and bring these beautiful, wonderful, miraculous, intelligent, God-gifted children of God to this platform so that we can all have an opportunity to be able to give back and maybe change somebody's life for the better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for that, I'm very thankful and very appreciative of that, and with that, I'm complete.
Well, you're welcome, sir.
May I?
Absolutely, you might.
I just wanted to touch on some of the things. A friend of mine, she texted, she said she couldn't be here tonight, but she wanted to know that there are certain signs of depression that, you know, you need to be aware of. As a person that you know is very active, all of a sudden for a week or so, becomes unactive. Like, there's a person that normally goes out the house all the time, that you start to notice they're in the house. A person that normally talks a lot, they stop talking on certain days, and a person that just normally does things like a person that, you know, that normally drinks here and there, that all of a sudden now they're drinking heavily all the time. Those are some of the signs of depression. I don't know that some of y'all may know some signs of depression that y'all want to throw out there that y'all can take notice of so that the public will know about it. But if you have, like, Google, you can ask your Google or your Alexa devices or go on the Internet and research depression. What are some of the signs? So you'd be able to see somebody that might be going through some of these signs of depression, and then you can also go to them and ask them, you know, is something going on? You know, like I said, be that buddy, you know, that friendly buddy, just to address them, you know, try to see what's going on, checking their mental like we do on here. So look up depression and look up some of the signs and symptoms of a person that may be going through some state of depression. That way you can get a more quicker grasp on their situation, so that they don't cause no harm to themselves, and you can help them out preventing something negative and keep it positive, complete.
Thank you, sir, for that. And it's okay not to be okay.
That's
it right. It's okay not to be okay.
That's right.
You know, I mean, as you all know, the phone bill is paid this month. So if you need me, I'm here. You got me for April. We work on May. I pay the phone bill for May too, but I'm not gonna keep paying it if y'all don't use it.
I want to do a wellness check on my queen. Can we do a wellness check real quick on my queen? Are you still here with us, queen? Are you okay? Is your wellness okay? Your mental health? Are you okay? Okay.
All right.
Put your head on my shoulder. Got you.
Let me do a mental check on my angels, my Charlie angels. Are y'all all right? Everybody say, ow.
Ow.
I have one. All right. There you go.
There's a win. Where the rest of the angels?
I don't know. I don't know where Uncheckable went on. I don't know where
wow.
Over Queen went on.
Queen right here. He's
in here. Okay, with Destiny.
It's untouchable. Untouchable.
You know, Evangelist Clayton. Maybe you should try it again, Six. Maybe you should try it one more time all together.
Where are my
now.
Charlie Angels at? Where are my Charlie Angels?
Ow! Y'all supposed to say ow.
I listen, we're going to have to work on this. We're going to have to work on
You're
this.
Right.
Well, yeah, you know, we definitely have to hugs and kisses after the show. Hugs and kisses after the show.
Hey, get a room.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Get a room.
Well, may I come in right quick? May I
absolutely,
come in? I know
sir,
we want
absolutely.
Our bonus. We are on our bonus hour. We actually went over the time. But I do, before we get out of here, I do want to bring up one topic that we didn't get to discuss. The Will Smith ban for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, when you say he's banned, banned from?
The award ceremony.
The award
wow.
for 10.
You
10 years.
Awesome.
He
yes.
can attend for 10 years.
Wow.
And that's in person and
wow.
virtual.
Mm-hmm.
But his
wow.
wow.
Did they
but
strip
his movies
his award?
And stuff
did
can still be nominated for stuff, though.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Queen. I over talk you soon. What you said about me?
I said, but his movies and stuff can still be nominated for event for awards. He just can't be physically or individually be there.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Did they take his award away from him?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, let him keep his award. Keep his award, and I thought that was important, but the conversation that probably needs to be talked about now, that I'm glad they need to do something, because he did put his hands on someone, which was, like I said, he is going through things, but I think the common talk that should be talked about is how we deal with each other as people, because we have a lot of people who are on two sides. Oh, yeah, well, Chris Rock said the wrong thing. He should have got hit. I mean, now we're talking about harming and hurting people for something that's being said. I remember when there was a saying that says, sticks and stones will never break your bones. And words, you know, stick and stones will break your bones, but words will never. Now we've came into a society now where people can say enough the words that hurt. And the thing about it, which was more devastating, what Chris Rock said was nothing compared to what you heard. If you looked on Facebook, Instagram, and social media, there was a lot more worse stuff that was said. He can't put his hands on them.
Right.
He would never be able to put it. So that's the thing that I think that needs to be talked about is the question mark of how we deal with each other as people. Because the common knowledge that I heard of most of people, I would have hit him too. Yeah, but are you going to hit all the other people that you got on the line that you can't get a hold of? And then again, if you go hit this person, what's the consequences? The consequences, you lose everything. You lose a lot behind it. For an average person, you go to jail and you lose half of your life behind something that could have you just swallowed and walked away from it.
Salt and battery.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
salt and battery, right. And I'm lucky that Will Smith, and it's lucky that young man give him big credit. Give Chris Rock credit. He didn't press any charges. He could have said, "Hey, man, you know, I want him locked up," and he would that would have been assault. But you know, Chris understood that he was a comedian, and he was taking it as a joke. He took it as a joke. But there's other things that pressure is going on with Will Smith that made it come out the way it did. So some people say, "Yeah, it was his wife." I'm gonna say more. It's a lot of other things going on personally. But it's a thing that I always tell people, the difference between mental health and health. There's a lot of things that's going on in mentally in people's minds. So we have to look at that and understand that and come to face. But the conversation I do want us to have on this is not about who's right or wrong, but how do we stop and how we come with a solution for these things never to happen, period, for anybody regular. Because we're not talking, because what happened there is over with. We need to figure out what's the solution to stop any of these things being said or someone take it personal and even take their life, because now we've got people believing that words hurt you so much that you can even take your life.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Exactly.
Am I on point with this?
You are.
Absolutely. I'm going to pass the ball to you guys now and let y'all talk about it.
Yeah, so Mr. Smith did say he does accept and respect their decision, and he has nothing else to say from that. And we move on, but that's our Will Smith Entertainment News here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Mr. Smith is banned for 10 years from the Academy. He's not able to attend virtually nor in person.
May I, please?
Absolutely, you may.
So, in looking at this whole Will Smith situation, we're looking at the fact that he hit this man, you know, was at the Academy Awards, la, la, la. Then they say, well, he was just joking. Okay. So at what expense of someone else's sanity do you, where's the level of that at? Because had he said something about a visually impaired person, or had he said something about an overweight person, had he said something about a crippled person, would that have made it any different than him saying something about her physical condition? So we can't pick and choose when it's okay and it's a joke, let's laugh it off, it's a joke, let's laugh it off. Maybe he should not have put his hands on that man. I don't think one way or another about that. But when you're led to something so deep and so passionate to you and someone takes to make a joke of it or disregards you for feeling how you feel, that takes a lot on you. You can't say how you're going to react and how you're not going to react. It's almost sitting here like saying, oh, if I catch my husband in bed, I'm just going to do this, I'm going to do that. If it doesn't happen to me, I don't know what I'm going to do. So in that actual moment, you don't know what you're going to say. But they all saying, oh, he just made a joke, but at someone else's expense. And that was extremely rude. It is not the first time he had done that to him. So we can't pick and choose when it's okay and when it's not.
Yeah, are you in the studio right now?
I don't know where I'm at, honey. I've been somewhere all night.
Yeah, they got a heavy reverb on you.
I don't know where I'm at, but I'm complete.
And I would just like to, Queen brings up a good point. You got to think about it. We're thinking about the whole aspect of Mr. Smith smacking Mr. Rock and all that comes along with that. But let's take it from the comedic side. Like I said, Queen brings up a good point. We can't pick and choose. If this is all comedians, I've been noticing that, you know, the politically correct. If you have freedom of speech, most comedians have a somewhat of a leeway. It's been like the unspoken thing that, okay, this is what they do. They're going to tell jokes. They're going to say all kind of things, and you may not like their jokes. But we understand that that's part of the reason sometimes why they tell the joke. They find a way to put a twist, a spin on it, to make it amusing or funny. And like Queen said, everybody's not going to find your joke funny or amusing to the point where it may make somebody want to feel like they want to put their hands on you. So as I'm listening and I think about it, I think that that's another angle. Like Cat Williams, there's been other comedians, you take Dave Chappelle. You know, you take all these situations where they say, okay, we want you to do this, but then we don't want you to do this according to certain agendas that may be put in positions for who knows what cause or purpose. So that's just as I'm listening to everybody talk about it, I think about, like, where do we go from here? Do we tell all the comedians, well, now you can't tell jokes about, like you say, blind people. You can't tell jokes about handicapped. You can't – well, you get to a point where you then took everything away from the comedian. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's left for the comedian to talk about? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So is that the where we're headed as far as the comedic side? And if we can do that with the comedian,
may I?
Then let's pick on somebody else and go another angle with it. Absolutely,
right.
Man.
May I? And I have to come in on this one. This is another one.
Absolutely. So
since we went that way, we got another story that came out. T.I., which is a national
mm-hmm.
coin, which is a multi-millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this one's been going through the internet too. And he went to an average club with guys, an amateur comedian. Mm-hmm. And she started to talk about his case, which she's just talking because she's a comedian. He interrupted and came all the way and got all the way on top of her and almost lightly threatened her. So I'm thinking that I'm glad she brought that up. When is what, and has words, and has this stuff gotten out of proportion? Have we became more sensitive into more of the stuff that goes on? Right. And y'all hit it on the head. Comedians make a living making jokes and making a joke of a situation. That's what they always been known. They're known for doing that. So now we're taking their energy out and saying, okay, you got to be careful in what you say. So you're right about that in the right way. But what do we take away from the Will Smith situation, him actually going up there and putting his hands on Chris Rock? Like I said, Chris Rock, this is a comedian. Maybe because he knows Will Smith, he knows their personal situation, and they didn't want it out there. But I believe that what should have been happening, but this is what I was told, and this is what I've been told from both camps. For years, Chris Rock has been messing with his wife and them. Mm-hmm. They all been going back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. Will Smith should have had this earlier and said, hey, man, way before ahead of time, yo, man, just keep us, don't talk about none of our personal situations. Just keep it away from us so I don't have to get to a point where I get in this pressure. Just stop. Just don't talk about us. And I think that would have probably relieved from him from doing it. Mm-hmm. And I already had talked to the producer for the Academy Awards. I was on the phone with Linda Garrett. Big ups to Linda Garrett for Priority Records. And the producer that produced that war show, they said he went off script. I'm trying to figure this. This is what I asked him. I don't understand. How does somebody, a comedian, who's been told and has script written for him, how does he go off script to talk about her? Did he go off script before the people he was talking about before them? He wasn't off script. So how possibly he go off script to talk about them? It seemed like this was something that was planned and organized in a way, because all of a sudden, all of them got deep. Now they all got great deals. They still going to be the next producer. As far as I know, these guys who produce the show, they still, first thing, give big ups. They are first African-American production company that actually got the Grammys. The Oscars, and they're going to produce it. But it's just obvious to me, it's just weird for me to have something like this to be said that was personal. Because when I was listening to that whole setup with Chris there, it seemed like everything he was talking about was personal to everybody. And I'm just going to be real. He's still a comedian, but it seemed personal. And again, I felt that if this was coming, somehow Will Smith should have knew this a long time ago. Even since he was saying stuff, they should have went to him and said, "Hey, man, you need to stop. Just don't talk about it, so we don't end up in a predicament like this." So it's a both two way street with this. It is a two way street. But what I want to do, what I'm trying to tell everybody, is now from this, what do we take from this? Because what we shouldn't be taking from is trying to handicap comedians, because comedians make a living making jokes of everybody. That's how they live. That's the thing. They are comic Jew. They're comedians. Now, as far as the other situations with Dave Chappelle, because I know I'm going there with Chappelle too, because since we went there with the young woman who was trying to defend, she was a part of the LBG community. They tried to defend him and end up, because they used Twitter so bad, and Instagram, so that made her commit suicide. That this is where I'm saying this stuff has gotten kind of too far. It's gotten to a point where, you know, people can't be people, because now we let words and things make decisions of our lives when they can't hurt. I'm DJ ATL and Styles, Lewis Yates. I'm going to tell you the thing. I know 20,000 people right now probably hate my guts and don't know me and already hate me, okay, for what I'm saying now. They probably hate me. I'm not going to go say, okay, I got to figure out how to stop them from living. I got to go try to hit them. I'm not thinking that. I'm just going to keep pushing forward, because God put that breath in me to use that energy to keep pushing forward. And that's what we should be teaching. That's what we should be going right now with all this. Now, again, that's what I really want to be said, because I want people to us to talk about the positive, keeping things going forward, because all this sensitive stuff is really stupid, because it's not what God designed us to be, to sit around and let people say, because people say things, and sometimes people say things and don't even know what they're saying. And sometimes you take it out of context. With this whole internet thing, I always kept everybody real about the texting, because I teach people real. You can text somebody, and somebody can take your text and make it sound like something different than what you text them. So that is a fact. And I think this is where all this is coming from. So I'm passing the ball back to you guys.
I'll jump in there real quick.
The
name was Will Packard is the name you were trying to say. Will Packard.
Hello?
Yes.
I think you might have threw him off a little bit with the Will Packard.
Yeah, because he was trying to say the name, and I've been trying to tell him for the longest.
Right. But he's definitely bringing up some good points, especially with the whole T.I. situation. I thought he might go a little bit further than that. Like I said, I didn't see it, but like I said, I've heard the rumors, the gossip, like I say, about him going down to the stage. But not only that, but making fun of her wig and a whole situation where, you know, not only did he make fun of her the way she looked, but then her wig came off, and then there was a whole another joke about that. So you got to start thinking about what's like, you know, somebody needs to do a wellness check with these rappers, with these entertainers, because clearly, you have everything, supposedly. You know, you got your woman, you got all these millions of dollars and mansions and cars, and you go out and you know, you would think that you would have a good time, and you sit down and you get all in your feelings, you get all emotional over little, you know, little next to nothing. You know what I'm saying? And some people, I understand that there's a different perception. I get it. I understand it. As far as the, you know, the Will Smith and the Chris Rock situation, there's lots of different angles to that. Like you said, maybe it was a setup. Maybe it was a ruse. You know, they're both doing successful. You know, so they both benefited from that. And like I said, you brought it up. Like, yeah, why wasn't there a conversation? You know, hey, look, Chris, I know you've been messing with us for some years now. Like, you know, DJ ATL said, you know, I don't need no jokes about my wife. Matter of fact, I don't even make no jokes about neither one of us, because I don't want to have to deal with that pressure. And we understand that Will Smith is under that pressure, because I clearly have heard a lot of people saying that when Chris Rock told the joke, Will Smith was laughing at first. So you go from laughing at the joke at first, and then Jada, you know, gives you the, okay, honey, it's time for you now to go ahead and do your thing right now. You know, go get that bag, you know what I'm saying? And he gets up and go, you know, slaps Chris Rock, and, you know, now it all works out. And nobody went to jail. Okay, I don't think Mr. Smith really cares about not showing up. I don't think he cares about being there virtually. He got to keep his award. He's still going to produce movies. He's still going to be in the movies, and he can still get his awards and not even have to show up. So I don't know who really loses in that situation, other than the black youth, or people who are sitting around and watch that. And these two, more Will Smith himself has glorified that. Like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody says something, just go up there and slap the hell out of them. When that's not what we're trying to promote, when we're trying to promote, you know, let's talk this out, or let's have a discussion. You know, don't say that. That's not kind. That's not courteous. That's not respectful. You know, there's certain things we get that you can touch on, you should touch on, but if you know, like alopecia, that is a serious condition, and there are a lot of people who have alopecia, and yet to them it's not funny. To them, it is very serious, and everybody isn't as beautiful as Jada Pinkett Smith. Everybody's not as beautiful as Erykah Badu. There's other women, Sinead O'Connor. There's a lot of beautiful women who actually can lose all their hair, be bald, and, you know, it doesn't really affect them. And then there are those women, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it is a mental health issue. It is an emotional, spiritual issue. There are cases where people have committed suicide. People who have wigged out and flipped out because somebody has, you know, made fun of them for whatever reasons. So there's a lot going on depending upon which way you want to go with that. With that, I'm complete.
May I?
I don't know who said it first. Whoever said it first.
Go ahead, Garfunkel.
I really feel that
the Will Smith thing, to me, has kind of been blown out of proportion, because I'm sure there are other people that would have felt the same way. Yet, I mean, I've heard comedians talk about the homosexuals, make jokes about them. They laughed about it. Nothing was said. And I can guarantee you, if someone made a statement about the visually impaired people, I don't think they would have thought nothing of it either. I think they just laughed it off and went on. Well, it may would have hurt some of us, but they would have thought it was funny. You know, I've heard Richard Pryor make some jokes that, you know. But I think what really hurt Will Smith was that he done it before everybody, and that hurt. But I do feel this way. If that had been a rapper he hit, it would have been on like popcorn. Mm,
man.
They would have had to close the show.
That's for sure. And I don't know, has anybody ever heard of the celebrity roast? Has anybody ever seen or heard of the celebrity roast? And it's based on the Caucasian side, to put it nicely. But I don't know if anybody's ever seen a celebrity roast. And they get on there, and those roasts get ugly. And they say some of the most disrespectfulest things that you have ever heard them say to each other. So as I'm listening to everybody talk, I'm thinking about, like, that right there, and some of the things that I've heard some of these, you know, comedians say have nothing on what I've heard at these celebrity roasts. That's just something I didn't know if anybody's ever heard or seen a celebrity roast before or, you know, could comment it. But, man.
May I?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it do get wild on
them. Yeah, I don't get my opinion on the Will thing. You know, when I first looked at it, I looked like, hey, yeah, I would have did the same thing, but that being, knowing that to be in his shoes. But I got to give compliments to Chris Rock for the way he did not even react. It takes a whole lot. Even as me, I tried being an amateur when they had Amateur Night at the Comedy House here in South Carolina. And you sign a paper saying you're taking a risk. Every time you come with a joke, you're taking a risk. Especially when there's people in the audience and you're going to take a chance and you're going to pick at them, you're taking a risk. There's a repercussion of every joke that you make. And you got to know how far to take a joke when you're giving a joke on a person. You got to know when to stop and the person getting feelings. Because there's a number of times when people will jump up on a stage because you're picking at them. Because for me, they're coming out there, and most times there's a thing on the back of a ticket. Most people don't pay attention and say, hey, there's a chance. If you up close to the stage, you could get picked, though. A lot of people don't pay attention to that and come that, you know, that mindset of thinking, okay, I'm just coming here to laugh and not knowing that I'm going to get picked on because I'm close. Because that comedian seeing that his routine ain't working, a comedian will change his routine and look in the audience and start picking at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then things flare up a lot. And then they got to know that there's the risk that, hey, if I don't have my bodyguards down there or that they may get through my bodyguards, somebody going to come up and they're going to lay some hands on. So it's how you're going to react to stuff. So by him not reacting to it, that could have been a brawl. But like, you know, Godfather say, if that had been a rapper, that would have been a straight fight. It's going to be no holds barred on that. So I commend him for resisting not to fight back, not to hit back. And it could have came something a whole lot more worse and blown out of proportion. Now, with him reacting that way, I do believe that he could have did it in a different way. You know, me thinking that he could have waited and put him to the side, yo, I don't appreciate that. Or he could have nipped, what we call nipped it in the bud a long time ago and talked to him and say, hey, man, I don't want my wife's name brought up about my family. But it didn't. So some people go on and saying, if you don't say nothing, it's going to continue to go on and on because you didn't nip it in the bud in the first place. And I'm complete on that part. I just wanted to comment on that part.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Absolutely, man.
So, and listen to what you guys are saying, and nobody, there's no right or wrong answers. So if we can't just look at this as a comedian on the stage, or let me phrase that, I'm not looking at this as just a comedian on the stage. When you're a comedian on the stage and you've got your audience out there, you, 9 times out of 10, it's people that you don't know. It's just random people here or there. You may pick out the lady with the big hair. You may pick out the skinny man with the heavyset wife, you know, whoever. This was strictly personal. This is strictly personal. There was 1,400 people in that auditorium that he could have picked on. And he picked on someone he's been picking on already. He's picked on someone who he's been warned not to pick on before. He's picked on someone he's had issues with before. Again, just me personally, I think this was personal. I think he had a moment to take and he took it. And not that you just not pick on her. You picked on her on national television. Now, if you was just that down the street and y'all was at a party or something, you made it come. You were on national television, and you put that woman out there like that. The same woman that you've been told to leave alone previously already. I guess because I'm a woman, I would have taken it extremely personal. As far as Will saying, okay, don't do this, don't do that, why would he have expected to do that? If they're both successful black men, you shouldn't have expected for him to come at you like that. Because he's a comedian, that makes it okay. No, it doesn't make it okay. Not at all. You could have picked 1,000. And even if you would have said something about them, did you have to say something about that? So as I'm a woman, and it's a little more sensitive to me, but I just don't think he was right. I don't think there was nothing he did about it was right. I think the way he handled it was right. He was cool about that, but I think that was just his guilt. Now, should Will have hit him? Again, that's not my call. But we can't say what we would have or would not have done if we were put in those kind of situations. It's easy to sit here and say I would have A, B, C, and D. But when you're actually put in that situation, knowing that you're defending someone who loved that you love and they're hurt, you're going to do all you can to protect that person. And what Chris Rock said about her was absolutely wrong. Wrong,
yes,
completely.
It was.
And I'm complete.
May I come in?
Come
just
on, you
open up some worms that I was trying not to open up. And may I? The joke that he said, I just want people to understand, was a joke he said about the Army member, or the girl, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Way or why that became personal with Will. Will Smith knows this more better than anything. The young lady in that movie that played Miss, I forgot her name right now.
Demi Moore.
Who plays that lady, you know, as Demi Moore, actually is dating a 21-year-old.
Oh, young man.
The son's friend.
She was also married to Adam Cook,
right.
Who's younger than her also.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's dating, her character is dating a young man that's 21. And his friends of her, I think something like friends or something. But the reason why that joke was so many, a lot of people say it's a lame duck joke, but they really don't know. Only Will would know this joke,
right.
Too. They're saying that she's messing with a 21-year-old. Pickett was actually fooling around with her son's best friend. Event, what's his name? This is where all this is coming from. This is why people really don't know the storyline between that. So Chris Rock, and I don't know if Chris Rock knew what he was saying because it seemed like it was. This is why I said this doesn't sound right. Reason why I know Will Smith knows that because he talked about, he did a play interview with, and he was interviewed with, and he was, him and Tom Cruise were joking around with this. It was Tom Cruise with him. And they were joking around with this. This is years and years ago. And when I looked at it, when I heard it, I thought about it, and I said, let me go back to something. I went back to something, and I remembered what it was. So it's kind of a hurting situation because you still have right now this young 21-year-old, which actually was nothing but Pickett when he was younger than 21. He actually is Pophilia. So my man, you know, Squad, you went there in Pophilia. She was messed up. There's a lot of issues going on with Will Smith and his relationship with his wife. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I'm here in the ATL. They have a swingers club here. Will Smith and Pickett, his wife, is on the board. I'm talking about swingers. That means open relationship stuff going on. So they're on the board. They actually are members of this thing. So this is why I say this doesn't sound normal. And it doesn't. And a lot of people want to take this normal, but this doesn't sound normal. Another thing is, she's came out since this
and now telling her story about how she never loved Will Smith. She liked the Tupac. And when she was supposed to marry Will Smith, she cried because she really didn't want to marry him. So all this stuff is coming, and this is why it seems like a distraction. I don't know where it's coming from, but I can tell if any of this is coming from where it don't seem like this is Will, because it seems like Will's the ones getting hurt after this stuff. Because he literally cried. I watched him. He literally cried. Now, a lot of people don't even know. After the slap, during the mission, he did go to Chris Rock and apologize. He did go to him. They don't show this. No one shows this video that he went to him and apologized to him. And they had him sitting there. He's talking to him. But I'm just giving y'all more. I just to dig y'all more. This whole thing is like a funny world, and it's strange. And like I said, Pickett now has came out and said this, which if I was in a predicament, my husband was about to lose. If I was a woman, I'm just giving y'all a fuck. I would not be talking about our past relationship. I would not be saying anything about that. Because now you done created another storm. The other storm that's just been created is that this young boy that she was dating, that's 21, just dropped a new single out, talking about her and him being together. Now, does that make Will even more pushed? Can that even push Will Smith even farther over? Do y'all know about this, Six Eyes?
No, that's first I heard about that.
Six Eyes. Yeah, this is right. So I'm letting you guys, well, I'm passing the ball. That's it. I just wanted to open that. I'm opening up those beans and worms because I want y'all now to really look at this thing and see if this thing does seem normal to y'all. Because it doesn't. Now, since she's coming out saying things that's more or less against the reason why he was defending her.
No, I still think he's doing the
only
thing. I just feel he still did the honorable thing defending his wife and all that other stuff. It might have been played a factor, but I feel like a man is supposed to defend his wife at no cost. And I feel like that's what
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying that's how I see it. That's just my opinion. I'm not going against nothing you said. I'm just saying that's what I think.
And I believe he was doing it. He was doing it, too. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you know, everyone say, oh, Will was laughing when he said the joke. But maybe he was laughing at something, that joke before that joke, you know. And then he really, really stopped and think, like, hell, he's talking about my wife, you know.
Right.
So he reacted off that, and, you know, they got a lot of stuff in their marriage that's going on that probably just put the icing on the cake with that joke. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. You know,
You hitting it right on the butt, girl. Maybe y'all know, because you're saying something that common sense, and I want you to know what he said by G.I. Jane, he's talking about the relationship with him with the young 21-year-old.
Right. I understand that, yeah.
But he's also talking about the baldness of her also. We're not going to put past the fact that the alopecia was falling.
Exactly.
That was a sneak attack also.
Because if I'm not mistaken, G.I. Jane, she had cut all her hair off, right?
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Exactly.
But everybody knows about everybody's business, though.
But see, more people know about the alopecia than they know about the relationship. He could have used anything if he was just talking about just the relationship.
Right,
but he went G.I.
Jane. The relationship,
right?
The entanglement. Everybody knew about that. So that was like front page news, the top five.
Right.
Topics.
She even talked about that,
you know,
herself.
What I'm saying?
So.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, Will and Jada have been having marriage problems for the longest. So, I mean, they both need to just go to some marriage counseling or something. I don't know if that would help, but all this is, like, out of hand, you know. But, you know, like you said, you're supposed to be there for your wife. You're supposed to protect your wife. And that hurt her. So, I feel like Will wasn't wrong going to slap him, you know. So, point blank, because, if I'm with my guy, if somebody say something about me, hello, you better.
And you don't respond?
Because I know I'm going to pop off, because I know you got to be able to have my back. Or we're going to have some issues when we get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm complete.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm just listening to everybody. This is like everybody's perspective, everybody's, you know, thoughts and opinions. And, you know, it could all be possible. Because, like I say, when you think about it, we, as far as Jada and Will being swingers, yeah, that's old news. Like, everybody knows that. So I'm listening, and we're talking about the sanctity of marriage. Well, we think about what we think of as the sanctity of marriage, correct? I think about what I think of as the sanctity of marriage, right? So they're swingers. He does what he does with, you know, whoever he does things with, and she's done things with whoever she's done things with. And then you take into the accountability of Willow and their daughter, Willow, and then the son, Jaden, right? So you think about that. Mm-hmm. Now, even think about the children themselves. The girl is named after Will, and the boy is named after, you know, Jada. So there's all kind of things you can get into complications, but over the years, right, they both disrespected each other publicly. You know what I'm saying? So we can talk about all kinds of things about, you know, Chris Rock and, you know, they've been beefing with the family, picking on the family. We can talk about a man standing up for his woman, his wife. Like I say, and everybody's entitled to that, you know, their right, their opinion, and their thoughts on that, you know what I'm saying, of having that expression. But say right is right, right? Right is right. Wrong is wrong. So we can come up with all kind of, you know, thoughts, excuses of, you know, I've heard a couple people, not only on here but off of here, say the same thing that Uncheckable said. Maybe he was still in the motion of joking from something going on around or a previous joke, or we don't know. You know what I'm saying? So there's all, like you say, there's all kind of angles, there's all kind of perspectives, but it's like DJ ATL said and a couple other people, where do we go from a black man, right, who got on stage, slapped another black man, like Queen said, on national television? Because we can argue about, you know, we can debate all, you know what I'm saying, single swingers, good marriage, husband, wife, all, we can talk about all that, but let's talk about what is the messaging. What is those who are sitting at home like, oh, this is the first African-American black show, completely ran and all this and all that good stuff. And, okay, we're glad it worked out for Chris Rock. We're glad it worked out for Will Smith. We're glad Jada Pink is going to be okay. We're glad, and, you know, they came down on Will and, you know, okay, whatever, sanctioned him, whatever the case may be. But what about the messaging of violence? What about the messaging of another man putting his hands on another man? What is the ramifications of that? You know what I'm saying? What is the psychological effects of people watching that who think, okay, well, if Will did it, I can do it. If somebody tells a joke about my girlfriend or my mother or my auntie, does that give me the right? Does that give you the right to go then put your hands on somebody? You know what I'm saying? And then, like somebody else brought up, sticks and stones. You know what I'm saying? Words may hit. You know what I'm saying? So you have to get to a point, like, when do we take accountability for ourselves and our thoughts? And, okay, yes, like I said, we can have these expressions about everything, but like you said, Queen said it, Uncheckable said it, a lot of 2P said it, if you were in that moment, you don't know what you would have done. Right. You don't know how you would have reacted. So, and that's what it comes down to. So, like DJ ATL saying, maybe there's some underlying things going on. Maybe there's not. But that's a part of the show. That's a part of the entertainment. It's a part of what we're doing on this podcast. It's a part of what other people are doing all over the internet. You're talking about it. And 9 times out of 10, that's what you want. You want the attention. You want the publicity. You know what I'm saying? So we sit back and we get all these different views and these different angles about it. I know alopecia is serious. I know a lot of people take alopecia serious. did Will Smith honor Jada by getting up and going up on that and slapping him? Maybe in their world, in the elitist world, maybe she saw it like that. Maybe everybody else saw it like that. But let's say our realm, in our world, yeah, Will Smith would have went to jail. You know what I'm saying? You would have lost everything. You would have been fined. They would have, you know, talked about you on the local news. It would have been all kinds of things that would have happened to us that didn't happen in this situation, in this scenario. Mm-hmm. So, like I say, as I'm listening, we can talk about the finer points of things, but let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? One set of rules for them, one set of rules for us. And they do a lot of things, and at the end of the day, we're the one that's suffering the consequences of what they're doing by their actions, because they're role models, because we go watch their movies, we listen to their music, we go to the comedy clubs to, you know, watch them tell their jokes and all that kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, they have a responsibility, being in the limelight, being entertainers, being celebrities, knowing that you have hundreds of thousands of million people that look up to you, for you to do the right thing. But it's also our responsibility to, like you said, sometimes just relax, take a second, think before you react, because what you do may have really bad ramifications for your future or your life or people around you or your loved ones. I just want to throw that out there right quick without I'm complete.
I have to say, no, I'm glad you summed it up the perfect way, and that's the way I think it should be summed up, is the reality is that if any of us try to do any of these things, there's going to be really some huge consequences, and we could hurt more of our loved ones by being put in incarceration time, money coming out of pocket from our families, because we don't have the means like that. So that's why I wanted everyone to see and understand that there is a consequences to that. Because just because we saw them do it doesn't give justification for us to do it. I hear every young lady out there say, your husband should defend you for a man. But your husband should not go on stage and get an altercation with someone and hands him and someone gets killed. And someone loses their life behind that. Now, that's a consequence that can't be replaced. Do I make any sense with that? That's all I wanted to say. But I know we kind of coming to an end. I just want to go ahead and get ready to pass the ball around to everyone. Anybody have anything they want to say before we get ready to cut up out of this show? Because we definitely going to come back next weekend. Next Saturday, we're going to be on point.
I totally get what you're saying about that, DJ. And there's no right or wrong answer, but I still feel that a husband is supposed to protect his wife at all costs. And if that means he'll lose something, then that means he lose something. But when you take a wife, you take a mate that you're supposed to protect, honor, and make sure she's okay, and to death do you part. So if that means you're saving your marriage, or you've got your marriage and you may lose $25,000-$30,000, okay. But your marriage becomes
what we're
first.
Talking about is words.
Can you not
talk about
let me
words.
Finish?
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is that marriage is, he's a husband first. He's a man first. He's a husband next. This, all the millions and the riches, that's going to come and go. His duty is to his wife. And that means protecting her at all costs. And if that means losing some materialistic things, that just means losing some materialistic things. But, and that's just my thought.
Appreciate you, Queen, so much.
I understand where you're coming from. I understand, ma'am. I got you. But the only thing I'm just saying is in the situation, most of us, in our reality, we would deal with that a lot different than going on stage. And we wouldn't be putting our hands on that way. But, you know, we'll definitely visit this conversation later on. But I do agree with you. No, if you have a wife, you cherish your wife, you cherish your family. Your family come number one. I give my life number one up for my family. That's just nature. That's nature for any human being, mostly for any father or male, period, that we give up. So you're right on that, saying that. I'm just looking at the point of the frustration that you're seeing that Will is going through, and it's now being played out, and I'm kind of
giving people why he is in the situation he's in. But let's, I'm going to go ahead and tackle, because I know we want to get, go ahead and close the show. I know we got another show getting ready to come up tomorrow morning. I didn't want to keep y'all up too late. But anybody else want to say anything going out about this, you know, not this show, but just anything? Anybody want to say anything before we get ready to break up out here?
You know, to Queen, to any Uncheckable, Pride and Joy, Destiny, Pastor Clayton, if anything that you like to, anything you want to say or leave on the table, or for any of the listeners before we close out the show, please go ahead.
I just want to thank everyone for being here tonight. It's been an interesting night. but God is always good, and God stays in the midst of. So I just thank everyone for being here, giving us your time, giving us your talent, giving us your effort, giving us your thoughts. You matter.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that question.
Wow.
Absolutely, you may.
This is Unshackable. I just want to say thanks for the opportunity to be on the 6-5 Radio Network. I hope everybody stays safe and just take all the topics and tips and safety tips we talked about, you know, and put them to you. Okay? Love y'all.
Love you back.
Thank you, Ms. Uncheckable. We love you. So how about Ms. Pride and Joy? You still with us? Or Evangelist Clay, are you still with us?
May I?
Go ahead.
I would like to thank y'all for having me a part of this wonderful podcast. This is real, by the way. And I love the conversation and the content. You know, and very soon I'll be getting very in tune with the conversation, but I love to hear y'all talk, you know what I'm saying, because I love being around a lot of like-minded people, because this world is very cruel and very cold, you know. So I thank y'all for welcoming me with open arms, you know.
Absolutely.
And,
thank you.
All y'all have a blessed weekend and a blessed week.
You as well,
sir.
You're
so real.
What about you, Mr. Two Piece or Godfather?
May I?
I just want
to go ahead.
Why don't you let the Godfather real? Go ahead. Go ahead, Godfather. Go ahead. I apologize.
No, no. I just like to express my appreciation to Destiny, who worked so hard to inform you what time the meet going to be. Is there going to be anything specifically going on? She takes time out of her busy schedule to call and let her. Alex says, thank you so much.
Absolutely. We all appreciate Destiny and her hard work.
Yes.
And her growth.
Y'all
and it's fun to listen to her mature as we all go along this journey together. Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
This is Destiny, and y'all are very much welcome. You know, I try to do my best. I try to stay on top of it. But sometimes I fall short, and then I slack up a little bit. But, you know, is it? It's good that
we
it's good to feel welcomed and good to feel needed sometimes. So that's a good thing.
We got you. And how about you, Mr. Two Piece?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys because y'all are straight up like families. It's a good support within the network that we do on 6 Eyes Radio. It's good support. I mean, it's just a good feeling when you can just be around others who went some of the same things you went through, sharing ideas and learning from one another. So I just appreciate that every time, and thank y'all for having me. Please.
And thank you. Thank you so much for that. And once again, I want to say thank you to Mr. 6 Eyes and, of course, 6 Eyes Radio Network, Mr. DJ ATL, for having me a part of this platform, along with each and every one of the members of the squad. Like I say, without you, this would be different. This would be much of a different experience for me. And I'm glad that everybody's along. Everybody is with me on my journey. And I'm glad to be a part of each and every one of your journeys. And to all the callers, all the listeners who are still with us, we at the 6 Eyes Radio Network, We're always here for you like we're here for each other. We want you to consider us family. We want to consider you family. And I'm definitely appreciative for all the feedback that I get and the individuals and the people that hit me up about the things we talk about and the topics that they would like for us to talk about. So I'm very appreciative. And remember, if you have loved ones, if you recognize people who are grieving, people who are distraught, people who may need help, whether it's counseling, whether it's at your church with a local pastor, whether it's a mental health organization or institute, if you know of anybody who needs help, try to give them help. Try to give them direction, counseling. Help them try to find their meaning. Help them try to find their purpose. Help to try to uplift them. So like I say, right now, and what's going on in America, what's going on all over the planet, what's going on globally, we need all the helping hands that we can get right now. With that, I'm complete.
If I can just say one other thing, we'll go over
Absolutely.
There. It'll be really brief, I promise.
Go ahead.
I know it's getting late, but we'll just go have our after thought meeting over there, and it won't take long. I promise it won't take long. Not tonight. Not tonight.
Okay. With that, then, as we get up out of here, I want to appreciate Mr. 66 Eyes Radio Network and all the listeners, callers, Mr. DJ ATL, and, of course, the squad. Love all of y'all. And as we get out here like we always do, join me with the serenity prayer, please, as we say, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
God grant me the serenity. God grant me the serenity
to things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the things that I can.
The courage to change
the things that I can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom
to know the difference.
And we all say amen.
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 Absolutely. Absolutely. Mr. Six, is any you still here, sir? Anything you'd like to say to close us up out of here? Okay.
Well, Six,
what about
I'm still here, DJ ATL.
Oh, I was
going
to say,
so I'll go ahead and close.
That's what's up. So much appreciate you, sir. All right, then.
I definitely want to say I thank the squad for being on the show, and I definitely welcome all the time, whenever we get more people on. What y'all do is a service, and I cannot, they never can be replaced. Y'all give out 1-800 numbers for people that need help. There's a lot of people out here who in this time that need a lot of help and reaching out. We're going through hard and stressful times. People need people to talk to. They need live bodies. They need encouragement. They need to know that they're not the only ones going through something, and they need that support. And I think with the squad coming on here, joining y'all, definitely giving that, and I'm giving y'all an A-plus on that for real. It's an honor just to have y'all on the phone to talk, because I used to just play music. And it's an honor for y'all to be on here and really discuss these topics and actually coming up with solutions. And that's the key thing. And I appreciate every last one of you guys, really. And definitely the young lady just talked, like I said, you're right, every man needs to protect his family. That's number one standing. That's in the Bible. That's in the Quran. That's in every religion that we can talk about. So that is a fact. That's not even no make-believe stuff. But like I said, we're trying to deal with the mental ill state of this and the other boxes that we have to deal and we have to get out of, because we are being programmed in America. We're being programmed by a high evil power. An evil power that God did not put us in dwell to be around. And it's trying its best to send us into chaos. So we got to understand that we can't make logic when logic is not there. That's what I'm just trying to say. But let's go ahead and let's get up on out of here, guys. I appreciate y'all, Scott Shona. Join us next week, because I know we have a lot to talk about. But I'm going to let y'all know one thing. Next week, we're going to have this topic. How is that Trump was the problem going in for all the countries that they didn't support him, and he made so much of embarrassment being the president to them, and they talked about him but didn't do anything. And then Biden comes in saying he's going to be the opposite, and they give him no kind of they put more pressure on him to make him make uncomfortable situations. So I just want to put that out there. We'll talk about that next week. But, hey, let's go ahead and get up out of here. It's the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Good show, Squire.
All right.
You too.
Is that Mr. Six Eyes over there?
Listen to Mr. Six.